is a presentation of the Nu Skin, BYU Sports Network. BYU Cougars basketball is on the air.
Makeda, touch pass Richie for an open three, knocks it down! Richie Saunders!
This is Cougar Pregame Live, brought to you by Mountain America Credit Union. Mountain America, guiding members forward for more than 80 years. Getting you ready for BYU and UCF. Here's your host, Ben Bagley.
Good afternoon, BYU basketball fans, and welcome into Cougar Pregame Live presented by Mountain America, the official credit union of BYU athletics. Tonight, the BYU Cougars are as far away from home as you can be in the Big 12 Conference as they face UCF in Orlando. The Cougars come into this afternoon's game on a heater. They've won three of their last four games, and including three in a row. The Knights, not so hot. They come into today's matchup having lost three of their last four. However, their one win in that stretch was at home in a 27-point blowout of TCU. BYU at 5-4 in Big 12 conference play has moved themselves into sixth place in the conference, four games back of Houston, who's in first place. UCF is a game behind BYU at 4-6. And while they're just a game behind, they are two spots back in the rankings, sitting at eighth place in the Big 12. UCF is led in scoring and rebounding by junior guard Keyshawn Hall. Hall is coming off a 34-point output in a loss to Kansas and is averaging 18 points per game and 6.8 rebounds per game. So the kid can score. Also, averaging double figures for the Knights is Darius Johnson at 14.7 per game and Jordan Ivy Carter at 14.5. BYU's three-game win streak has come at the expense of a 26-point win at Colorado, a 28-point win against Cincinnati, two big blowouts, and a close four-point hard-fought battle at the Marriott Center in a win over Baylor in overtime. In the OT win against Baylor, Cannon Catchings had himself a night. Catchings was perfect, literally perfect, going 8-for-8 from the field, 4-for-4 from three, and 3-from-3 from the free throw line. The first freshman ever to put up those kind of numbers this century. Yeah, that's pretty lofty. That's the list right there, Cannon Catchings. And he looked good doing so. Going even deeper into Catchings, he's 7-of-8 from three in the last two games. So it's not just a one-game thing. He himself is starting a streak here. 7-of-8 from three for the last three games and 11-from-13 from the field in the last two games. So it seems as if Catchings might be turning a corner in the season. I got a chance to talk to Cannon yesterday after practice in Orlando for the Cougars for today's pregame conversation. And we talked about him turning the corner in this season. But we started with his new nickname coming from his last outing. I asked him if he liked the nickname Mr. Perfect.
It's a pretty nice nickname, you know. Pretty nice nickname, I say.
Well, you come off of a night where you're 8-for-8 from the field, 4-for-4 from three, and 3-for-3 from the free throw line with four assists. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, it's very. I mean, I just kept shooting and it kept going in. So it is perfect.
Was there ever a point during the game that you're like, oh, yeah, tonight's my night? Where was that point at?
I'd probably say after like the second three-pointer that I hit in the, I think it was the first half, I think, over Rob Wright.
Nice. I saw a tweet earlier this week that said you're the only D1 freshman this century to do that. So I don't know. I guess that's pretty lofty list to put you on.
Yeah, it's very. I mean, a century, it's something you really don't even, you know, think about, especially to have like a record that you break that. I mean, you were the first person to do it in a whole century. It's crazy. Just thinking about all the great players that came before me.
Yeah, no, I imagine that's kind of a humbling, I guess, in a way to look at it that way.
Yeah.
You look at that night, and I mean, what made that night probably a little bit more sweet for you is the struggles you've been in earlier on in the season. In these last two games, it seems like you've turned a corner. Can you walk me through kind of what this season's been like for you? Is your path to where you want to be at the end of this season and just kind of the process to this point of the season, what it's been like for you?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's had its ups and downs, but I mean, every season has its ups and downs. Every team has its ups and downs, you know. But I mean, I'm just glad I kept working and always will keep working, you know, because I mean, obviously hard work pays off. You know, I've been in the gym a lot and sometimes it wasn't showing, but I feel like it showed last game. So, I mean, it's a lot. It makes you want to keep going.
Has your path this season been harder or easier or about as expected?
I'd say it's been about as expected.
And then when you have a game like you did against Baylor, do you feel the payoff of the hard work, or is it just like, okay, it's one game, I gotta keep it in perspective?
I feel like it definitely does make me realize that the hard work I'm doing is paying off, you know, my coach JL and coach Kyle. But at the same time, it's like on to the next, you know, because it's only so much time that you can keep thinking about the last game that you had.
Yeah, if it was just last game that we've seen kind of Cannon turning a corner, it would be kind of one of those things like, okay, what's next? But I think in the last 2-3 games, we've kind of seen you're at a turning point of the season. Are you feeling that turn and kind of your trajectory for the season the last couple games?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it just feels, the shot feels better, and the game feels like it's slowing down a little bit. So, I mean, that's just comes with time, I'd say, being a freshman, but I'm glad to be turning that corner now and see realizing new things.
You talk about that's part of being a freshman. What has been your key in your freshman year that's kind of kept you on that path to where even when you're struggling, I got to get in the gym, I got to put in the work, I got to be able to continue to work through this?
Yeah, I mean, I'd say just realizing the bigger picture, you can't really – I mean, one bad day or a bad week can't really, you know, knock you off your path and your purpose for working hard.
Have you enjoyed the process?
Yeah, I've enjoyed it. I mean, Coach Young is a great coach, and all these coaches are great coaches. Like, you know, I have great teammates, and I mean, it's just a nice place to be.
What's been your favorite part of this process?
I'd say my favorite part is just getting to know new people, you know, living pretty far from home. But, I mean, it's nice to be in Utah. It's enjoyable, so I like that a lot.
What's been your least favorite part of the process?
Least favorite, I'd say, I wouldn't say it's homesickness, but you know, you miss my little brother a lot, because I mean, that's somebody I'm really close with. But
yeah, you know. Well, you talk about your family. I mean, obviously Aunt Tamika was in the house the other night, got to see your performance the other night. But you've got your mom, your grandpa, there's athletes in your house, like in your family tree. Who's the one you turn to for advice first?
I'd say it'd be my mom, just because I mean, it's your mom and she has a lot of experience, you know. She tells me stuff even when I don't want to hear it, but I feel like it's stuff I need to hear at the same time. So
I was just going to follow up with that question. Is like, is she the loving mom who's like encouraging all the time, or is she did tell you the hard truth?
Was first she asked me, do you want to hear what I have to say? And then whatever answer I give her, she says, all right, well, I'm going to say this anyways. Or
yeah,
I'm still getting around it.
Yeah, as a parent, that's one of those fun things you get to say to your kids is, do you want to hear it? You want to hear the answer to the question you're asking?
Yeah.
Let's look at the UCF. You guys, the team, BYU, on a 3-game win streak. How do you make it 4?
I mean, we just have to keep doing the things that we do well and then figure out what they do well and try to, you know, change their game plan a little bit and change what they do, play to our strengths.
We've talked about your path and you turning a corner. Has this team turned a corner in the last couple of games?
I'd say so. I mean, everybody's getting closer, you know, and I feel like everybody's starting to trust each other more. And, I mean, our team chemistry is just getting better on the court.
What's been the key off the floor for this team right now in this pre-game streak?
I feel like we just are more connected, you know, talk more, and also just engaged into the same things, you know.
What about on the court? What are you guys doing differently in the last 3 games?
During practice, I mean, everybody's locked in like it's a real game. So, I mean, that helps a lot, just going at game speed and getting game reps. And everybody's, you know, laser focused onto what coach is saying and trying to execute it to the best of their abilities.
Take me inside one of those practices. Who's your least favorite guy to go against in practice?
I wouldn't say there's a least favorite, but I guess trying to box out Kaba, probably.
I don't think anybody wants a piece of that. Who's the guy that pushes you the hardest in practice? Maybe that's a better way to ask that question.
I mean, everybody pretty much pushes me pretty hard, but I say out of everybody, it's probably, honestly, Coach JL. You know, we have a great relationship off the court and on the court, but I mean, it's just like a different relationship, you know, on the court.
There you go, Kenan Catchings, as he gets ready to face UCF today as the Cougars are in Orlando. We'll talk more with Mark Durant in the next segment about Kenan Catchings turning the corner. And if he sees this kind of turning for the team, we'll talk to Mark Durant about that in just a second. Going to the tell of the team sheet, we like to do that in every pregame, looking at the two teams and where they sit in the resumes for March Madness. In the net rankings, BYU is a net 36, UCF 62, BPI, BYU 29, UCF 61. Basically flip that around for KPI, BYU's at 61, UCF 37. KenPom has BYU at 31 and UCF at 59. KenPom also has BYU having a 51% chance to win today in Orlando. Interestingly enough, in the latest Joe Lunardi bracketology, Lunardi has UCF as the last team in the bracket, and BYU is the third team out. While Lunardi isn't the end-all and be-all as far as who gets in and gets out come March, it would tell you the win in Orlando today for BYU would help their resume chances at least bump them ahead of the Knights if it comes down to that come Selection Sunday. Especially a win today would be their second quad one win of the season for BYU. The Cougars currently 1-3 in quad one games, looking for that second quad one win, which would help the resume immensely. Coming up next, we'll head to the Addition Financial Arena for a courtside conversation with the one and only Mark Durant. Cougar Pregame Live continues in a moment here on the new skin BYU Sports Network.
Here's Ben Bagley with more Mountain America Cougar Pregame Live on the new skin BYU Sports Network.
Welcome back to Cougar Pregame Live. It's time for our courtside conversation. Joining me now from the Utah Eye Center courtside seat is a man with his mouse ears on, as he is in the house of the mouse, Mark Durant. Mark, how are you?
Yeah, I'm doing good. Always good to be in Florida, sunny Florida, and enjoying a little respite from the Utah winter. It's been nice.
Yeah, just rub that in, will you, Mark?
Just rub it in. Yeah, well, you know, I would never want to make you feel bad, Ben, but it was 80 degrees sunny yesterday.
Well, the nice thing is it's going to probably be 60 here on Monday, so that's not bad. Hey, let's talk a little bit about this team. Let me just ask this question up front and simply. Has this team turned a corner in the season?
Yeah, I think so. Why not say that? I mean, they've got three great wins in a row and shooting unbelievable percentages, playing pretty good defense, and you know, getting wins. Until they stop doing that, we'll just assume it's going to keep happening and feel good about this team. I like where a lot of guys are right now, and a couple weeks ago I probably couldn't say that, but I love where Richie is. I think Yegor's playing great. Trevon shooting the ball really well. Of course, you talk to Cannon, he was unbelievable in that game. It seems to be really trending upward. And yeah, I mean, why not feel positive about this team? Now, this will be a real challenge today. This is another really good offensive team, and it might come down to who gets the 80 points first, because these guys are going to go up and down the floor, shoot a lot of threes, and so BYU will need to continue that hot shooting. But, yeah, until they don't, I'm going to assume they're going to do it.
What's the key to continue the hot shooting? Because if you look at it, I mean, Cannon's game Tuesday was just ridiculous. Just perfect from the field, perfect from three, perfect from the free throw line. But in the last two, he's just as spectacular, only having missed like three shots in the last two games. What is the key to keep the shooting as hot as it has been?
Well, by the way, Ben, I also had a perfect game when I played. I was 2 for 2 one game, so I don't know what the big deal is about Cannon, but listen, shooting is contagious. You know, good shooting is contagious. Bad shooting is contagious. And individually, guys need to have confidence in their shot. And you know, Cannon probably had a little confidence crisis now, but he's seen a lot of balls go into basket right now, so that, you know, he's feeling good. And Yegor still not shooting great, but he's starting to hit some threes. And obviously Richie and Trevin and Dallin, I think, shooting well. Dawson shooting well. I mean, it's contagious individually, so once you see a couple go in, then you think tonight's my night. And then as a team, once they see a couple go in, they think, well, it's going to be a good night for all of us. And if you're a shooter, the worst thing you can do is think about shooting. You just got to go out and shoot it. If you're thinking about, oh, I missed my last four, what am I doing wrong, and this and that, it's hard to fix that. But these guys all shooting really well right now, and so we just got to knock on wood that can continue. But part of it is also is running really good offenses and getting out in transition and moving the basketball so you're shooting threes that are a high percentage. I mean, there's all different kinds of threes. And you can shoot 30 threes in a game and not have a good look, but you shoot 10 and, you know, make 6 out of 10 because you've got really good looks. So I think BYU's offense is running pretty efficiently right now. They're getting good looks, and then guys are knocking it down.
I think one of the keys in the last three games for this team is it's not just been Richie. Richie's been the one consistent throughout the season thus far. You know what you're going to get hit from him night to night. And in these last three games, while it hasn't been like everybody in the pool, it's been Yegor's had above average and decent nights and actually really good nights. Dawson's been very solid. Dallin's been good. Cannon's had his two nights. It just seems like there's more than just Richie and whomever. It seems like it's Richie and now a group coming with him.
Yeah, as good as Richie is, you know, he's not a superstar that can carry a team to a victory necessarily. I mean, certainly capable of scoring 30 points, and I'm not saying that, but what I am saying is that it needs to be a team effort for this team to be successful. You need to have, you know, 3, 4, 5 guys in double figures contributing, being a threat. I think that's what makes BYU so difficult. The game plan is there are so many threats, and, you know, if you try and take away one guy, then who are you going to leave open to shoot it? And so BYU brings a lot of challenges, you know, on a scout, and I think UCF very similarly has, I mean, they've got a big three that are really, really good. And so when you have multiple weapons, it always makes it more difficult to stop people. And also it's good that, you know, Richie had a good night, but not as good as he had been the other night. And the other guys stepped up. So it's nice to have some depth that your best player can have an average night for him and still come away with a nice victory.
You talk about the UCF big three and Keyshawn Hall, who's coming off a 30-point game in a loss to Kansas. You also have Darius Johnson, who's scoring about 15 points a game, and Jordan Ivy Curry, also about 15 points a game. That's the big three, but they're all kind of the guard position, the front court position. Do you expect BYU to kind of lean into them a little bit with their length to make things difficult for them?
Yeah, I would think so. You know, UCF's not a great defensive or rebounding team, so that's important. But, yeah, I think, you know, those guys have been on fire, especially Keyshawn has been really, really good. And when they're shooting a lot of threes and they're all up, you know, in the 40%, then that's going to be a long night. I mean, that's just, if you've got those kind of shooters and they're shooting a high percentage and shooting a lot of volume, you know, the numbers just say you're going to have a tough night. So I think the key will be to extend that defense, make sure you're guarding on the catch and switching and helping. But it's going to be a challenge because that hasn't been BYU's strong point all year, that the three-point defense. But I think this is a team that's not going to hurt you as much inside, so you can afford to extend the defense and really try and get after shooters as much as you can, because you can't let any of those guys get hot. And if one or all three get hot, it's going to be tough here.
Well, Mark, it's a fun arena. It's a fun student body to play in front of a good fan base down there in UCF. It should be an exciting game, and looking forward to, I mean, you mentioned perfect games. Not always that uncommon, especially with you and Greg on the call. It's a perfect game every time.
Yeah, that's right. And if I could just find a way to be perfect on the golf course, that would be a better thing. So let's go hit some golf balls next week when it's warm. Yeah.
Let's do it. Thanks, Mark. We'll look forward to hearing you and Greg on the call in just a moment.
All right, my brother. See ya.
Go to BigOTires.com and make an appointment at one of the 50 locally owned and operated Utah locations. Big O Tires, the team you trust. After a quick timeout, we'll look at some Big 12 scoreboards on this Saturday of Big 12 basketball. You're listening to Cougar Pregame Live on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. ¶¶
With more Mountain America Cougar Pregame Live, here's Ben Bagley.
Welcome back to Cougar Pregame Live, presented by Mountain America, the official credit union of BYU Athletics. We're getting you ready for the Cougars in Orlando to face the UCF Knights. A quick look at the Big 12 scoreboard and what's on tap today. Two games underway currently in the Big 12 with 18 minutes left in the second half. It is K-State with a 44-35 lead over third-ranked Iowa State. That game in Ames, so the Wildcats looking for a road upset on the Cyclones. In the first half with 10 minutes left, Oklahoma State has a 19-15 lead at Oklahoma State over Utah. That's 19-15 with 10 minutes left in the first half. Games coming up later today. 11th ranked Kansas is on the road at Baylor. And a battle of top 25 teams. You have 22nd ranked Texas Tech at 6th ranked Houston. And one final thus far in the Big 12 today is Arizona goes on the road to Tempe and takes down Arizona State 81-72. So that's your Big 12 scoreboard. And look at what's going on today in the conference outside of BYU and UCF. Coming up next, we'll send you to the Utah Eye Center's courtside seats at the Edition Financial Arena in Orlando for the Cougar Pregame Coaches Show with Greg Rebell. You're listening to BYU Basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
This is the Zions Bank Cougar Pregame Coaches Show on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Zions Bank, for all your personal and business banking needs, Zions Bank is for you. Let's take you courtside and join the voice of the Cougars, Greg Rebell.
Good afternoon, Cougar basketball fans. Welcome courtside inside Edition Financial Arena on the UCF campus in Orlando, Florida, for a Saturday matinee pitting the surging BYU Cougars and the UCF Knights, a program that BYU swept in three games last season. Today's game, the only scheduled regular season meeting this year, with BYU playing for a fourth consecutive Big 12 win right now, and UCF looking to bounce back after a midweek setback at Kansas. BYU 5-4 in league, UCF is 4-5. I'm Greg Rebell, got your play-by-play call today. With me is my left-hand man for the last 28 seasons, the former BYU basketball Ironman, Mark Durant. And Mark, BYU on its first ever three-game Big 12 win streak, and after a big Quad 1 win on Tuesday at home to Baylor, Cougs today look for another Q1 victory by taking on an up-and-down but still very dangerous UCF team.
Yeah, I'm excited about this game because both teams are really good on offense. It's going to be a lot of fireworks offensively, and you know, this is a tough place to play. You traveled across the country, but BYU's playing great basketball right now. The way they're shooting the basketball, if they can continue to do that, this will be a great opportunity for them to come on the road again and get another road win and stack those wins and be feeling really good about where they are in conference. And, I like this team right now. So we'll see how they do on the road against a really high-powered offense in UCF.
Yeah, it looks good on paper for BYU. Cougars super high-scoring and good shooting, as Mark said, and UCF last in the league in scoring defense. All right, we'll hear from BYU head coach Kevin Young coming up next as the Zions Bank Cougar pregame coaches show continues live from Orlando on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Time to hear from BYU head coach Kevin Young as we return to the Zions Bank Cougar Pregame Coaches Show. Here's Greg Rebell.
Coming up at the top of the hour here in Orlando, Florida, we've got BYU and UCF. Before last year, these teams had never met. Then they played each other three times in 2024. BYU picking up its first ever Big 12 win in this building in January of last year. Then completed the regular season sweep of the Knights at the Marriott Center. They then squared off in the second round of the Big 12 tournament in Kansas City, and BYU won that one too. So this afternoon, BYU plays to make it four wins in a row over UCF while extending its current Big 12 win streak also to four games in a row. Time now for my pregame conversation with BYU head coach Kevin Young, presented by Zions Bank. For all of your personal and business banking needs, visit us online at zionsbank.com or stop by your local Zions Bank branch to meet with a banker in person. Let us show you all the ways Zions Bank is for you. And today, Coach Young talks about what it has taken for his team to get on a roll at the right time of year.
I think it's hard to just point at one thing. I just think it's a, you know, it's a new group, you know, new staff, new players starting to figure each other out, you know, trying. I think we're starting to just do more of what works and less of what doesn't, you know, and I know that sounds simple, but sometimes it takes a while to figure those things out.
Great matchup today. Interesting one, at least two teams that are really scoring it well of late.
Yeah, I mean, high-powered offense for them. You know, they like to get up threes like we do. You know, they play much faster than we have holistically on the season. Now we've been playing a lot faster over the last, you know, month, I think. Mm-hmm. You know, they get up and down, shoot a ton of threes. You know, they make their free throws at a really high rate, don't shoot the two nearly as well, you know, as in comparative to the rest of the league. So, yeah, interesting profile. I think it makes them unique in this league. You know, we want to embrace the pace for sure. We want to play an up-tempo style. But I think for us it's more about just keying in on, you know, Hall for sure. You know, he's kind of the catalyst for them. You know, Johnson's a heck of a player as well. So keeping that in the forefront, but then also trying to guard the three-point line at the same time.
And Ivy Curry becomes their third of three big-time scorers they got right now.
For sure. You know, I don't know if he's related to the Curry family, but he shoots it like he is. You know, he's an interesting one because, you know, he can do it off the dribble. You know, he can shoot threes off the dribble, which at a high clip, you don't see that as much in the college ranks, more of a pro thing. But, you know, I give Coach Dawkins credit. He has their guys playing with, you know, freedom, with confidence. And those guys clearly have bought into that.
Yeah, Curry's rebounding high came against BYU when he played for Pacific a couple of years ago. He had 11 boards against BYU, so we've seen him before. BYU has. This UCF team goes to Lawrence, and wouldn't have taken a lot for them to come out of there with a win. They played well.
They did play well. I thought they had the game. Like most games, it came down to some critical things there at the end. But, you know, it's a good team, man. They're not scared. You know, they got really good players, good talent. You know, Hall is as hard of a matchup as there is in this league, you know, because he can hurt you inside, he can hurt you outside, he can take you off the bounce. Mawut always has his hands full for us defensively.
Will he have Hall to start?
Yeah, he's going to have him to start, so we'll see what that looks like for Hall. We're not going to be able to stop him. We just want to try to slow him down and make it hard on him.
Coach, good luck in this one. We'll talk to you postgame.
Okay, thank you.
That is BYU head coach Kevin Young. Time now for this afternoon's Keys to the Game, brought to you by your local Ford stores. BYU basketball, built Ford proud. Mark Durant, keys for the Cougs at UCF. What do you think?
Well, UCF's not a great rebounding team. I think BYU's really got to hit the offensive boards and get, let's say, 16 second chance points on the road to have a good chance here. And then also, we talked a lot about Hall and Johnson and Ivy Curry. I think you need to keep all of those guys under 40% from the three-point line. If one of them gets hot, it could be a long night.
So the big three under 40%
from
three. Break time. And this shout-out to Big O Tires. Go to BigOTires.com and make an appointment at one of 50 locally owned and operated Utah locations. Big O Tires, the team you trust. The Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show coming your way next. Live from Edition Financial Arena in Orlando, Florida, on the new skin BYU Sports Network.
This is the Cougar Tip-Off Show, brought to you by Hyundai. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. The Cougar Tip-Off Show is also brought to you by the BYU Creamery, the classic BYU tradition. Have a scoop today. Also brought to you by Siegfried and Jensen, helping Utah families for over 30 years. Let's head live to the Utah Eye Center's courtside seats. Alongside Mark Durant, here's the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
Afternoon once again, Cougar Nation. We welcome you back courtside inside Edition Financial Arena in Orlando, Florida, this 10,000-seat home of the UCF Knights. Today, BYU at UCF, pair of second-year Big 12 teams playing their 10th of 20 conference games as the calendar turns to February and the battle heats up for both league tournament and NCAA tournament spots. This is the Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show, brought to you by Hyundai. There's joy in every journey. Greg Wrubell, Mark Durant with you for play-by-play and commentary. Our studio host is Ben Bagley, coordinating producer Terry South, control board operators and editors are Seth Larson, Ethan Arkell, and Kaylee Radford. Our BYU radio engineering coordinator is Barry Squires, and BYU basketball communications director Tyson Jex is alongside here courtside as well. Among this season's BYU storylines, the transition of junior Richie Saunders from glue guy to go-to guy. Richie ranks in the top five in the Big 12 in league scoring, shooting, and three-point shooting in conference play. In league, Saunders is averaging 18 a game. He's the only Cougar averaging double figures in conference. Mark, he's playing like an all-league performer, something BYU did not have on its roster last season.
He's terrific, so good this year, and you saw glimpses of that last year, I thought, but he was somewhat held back playing in kind of the shadow of Jackson Robinson, and he's been really free to just be himself and do all the things he does well. Great shooter from the three-point line, which causes teams to have to really get out on him. Then he's able to drive to the hoop and hit the floater or finish it through him. Super crafty at the rim, has a lightning-quick first step on the baseline that's really good, and he's just a constant threat and puts a lot of pressure on defenses. So it's nice to have a guy like that. They can create their own shot, is a really good shooter, and no one has ever questioned his ability to play hard. And that's contagious and sets the tone for this team.
Coming up next, we'll hear from UCF radio broadcaster Mark Daniels. As we go to break, we remind you that BYU basketball is presented by the BYU Store, official outfitter of BYU fans everywhere. The Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show rolling on from Orlando after this on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
This is the Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show. Let's head back courtside and rejoin Greg Wrubell.
All right, BYU and UCF coming up. BYU 5-4 in league, UCF 4-5. UCF one of only five power league teams with three players averaging 14-plus points per game, led by Keyshawn Hall, who scored 40 against ASU and 34 the other night at KU. Short time ago, I sat down with UCF radio broadcaster Mark Daniels for some insight on the Knights and his thoughts on BYU.
Yeah, we're a different offensive team. I think Johnny now has some weapons of guys that he can rely on that consistently deliver. Keyshawn Hall's been, you know, very hot of late, 28-34 his last two. I think Darius Johnson, at the end of the season last year, was playing as good as any point guard in the league. That's carried over, and he's shooting better than 40% beyond three. Jordan Ivey Curry's come in first year. He's shown an ability to knock down the three, and then even the freshman center, Mustafa Chum. So now there's more scoring options. The defense is not as, I think, tough as Johnny's defenses of the past. I think some of that it's just how the games are called. Nobody calls offensive fouls anymore. So I think that's a factor in it. But UCF feels like they can score with anybody. It's just their defense some nights has been off. They've rebounded better of late, but we haven't been one of the better rebounding teams in the league, and that's where I know there's some concern because BYU is so good at rebounding.
Today's game could get up and down because BYU's been scoring it well of late too.
Yeah, you know, I think UCF kind of anticipates that. Now, I think they don't mind games in the 80s. It doesn't mean that you want to play them all the time. But I think you'll see UCF try to keep that tempo up. They'll press a lot. Sometimes it's designed to turn it over the backcourt. Sometimes it's just to make you, you know, when you get in the half court, look up and go, wow, there's only 15 seconds. So Johnny does a couple different things on the press side of it, but I'd be surprised if this game was in the 60s. Just take a look at how our games went last year between these two teams. So, yeah, I would expect a higher scoring game.
One possession game till the closing seconds at Kansas, a game that UCF could have won. And what a great bounce back, though, right? The way Kansas took care of business here to go into Lawrence and do what you did.
Yeah, and as you guys know, a 20-game conference schedule, you can't always look back at the last game or even the first time you played somebody. You know, when Kansas came here, they had lost to West Virginia. We had a big win before that. And yet to go there and play well, I think you saw, you know, UCF's capability. Look, against Houston, we got beat on a last-second shot at Kansas right there late. But close doesn't matter. And I think Johnny's message is you're that close, but can you close out those games? And that's the challenge. And in a 20-game schedule, you got to try to win as many home games as possible, steal a few on the road. But UCF knows they're getting BYU at a time the Cougars are playing their best basketball.
Quick thought about the Big 12, the teams you've seen to this point today reaches the halfway mark for both teams.
Yeah, look, and we faced everybody at the top. The second half of the schedule is challenging, but not as heavy as the front side. I think, look, Houston is a very good. Iowa State, I think, is excellent. I think you see how good Arizona is when they get their guards going. Kansas is Kansas. So I think there's a group there. And then, look, I think whether you think it's three or four or five down, I don't know if there's much separation. Right. I mean, there are teams that are 2-7. You guys saw Cincinnati. That's a loaded basketball team. They're 2-7 in the league. So I don't think there's any easy nights off. It's great. I think it makes your team be ready all the time. And that's the beauty of the Big 12 right now with its 16-team makeup. I love it.
Indeed. Mark, thanks for the chat. We will not see you back in Provo. One-shot deal, but we'll see you in Kansas City. Thank you.
Thank you much. Appreciate it.
That is UCF radio play-by-play man Mark Daniels. BYU fans make a fast break to the new Doug Smith Kia in Linden for a huge selection of new and used cars like the all-electric EV6 or the 8-passenger Telluride. Doug Smith next to Home Depot in Linden. Cougar Tip-Off Show continues after this, live from Edition Financial Arena on the UCF campus in Orlando on the new skin BYU Sports Network.
Welcome back to the Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show. Let's rejoin Greg Wrubell.
The Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show continues. See your Utah Hyundai dealers, proud partner of BYU Athletics. Greg Wrubell, Mark Durant here, courtside in Orlando. Today, BYU at UCF. Cougs coming off a Tuesday night home win over Baylor. The Knights were Tuesday night losers in Lawrence. Tonight's game begins, begins a stretch in which BYU plays 3 of 4 on the road. After today, the Cougs host an excellent Arizona team Tuesday. Then it is back out on the road for Cincinnati, West Virginia. Eastern road swing next weekend. Mark, it's not exactly make or break, but going 500 or better in the next four would put some real polish on BYU's postseason portfolio.
Well, we knew this second half would be difficult. That's pretty difficult with all those road games against good teams. And so this is going to be a challenge, but with a great challenge comes great opportunity for BYU to get big wins, get those quad wins, and show that they're a team to be contended with in the conference and be worthy of postseason play. And so these are good opportunities. This is obviously a good night team here today, but a team that's vulnerable and beatable, and BYU's got to take advantage of that.
All right, our final segment of the Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show is coming up next, live from Orlando on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
The Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show rolls on. Here's Greg Wrubell.
All right, last couple of minutes before tip-off here in Orlando. Dallin Hall, before the Baylor game, had gone through a three-game stretch, Mark, in which he scored a total of 2 points. Then he had 7 against Baylor and just had more of a role, it felt like, played a few more minutes. Dallin Hall was such a big part of what BYU did last year, and it looks like he might be coming around a little bit. What a huge thing that would be for BYU down the stretch.
Yeah, I think so. He's shooting the ball better. I still like him to shoot more, but his... he takes good care of the basketball. He gets you assists. Doesn't turn the ball over. I think he's kind of feeling more comfortable with things, getting better every game.
Tip off of BYU and UCF coming up next, live from Orlando. This has been the Hyundai Cougar Tip Off Show on the new skin.
Cougar fans, it's time to play BYU basketball.
A slip low by Foose, a pass out to Nell, pull, fire, score for three.
Play-by-play coverage of BYU basketball is brought to you by All-Pro Capital, Real Estate Investments, by Big O Tires. Stop by your locally owned and operated Big O Tires, the team you trust. Brought to you by Ken Garf, We Hear You, and by Smith's Food and Drug, proud partner of BYU Athletics. This is BYU basketball.
Cannon Look. Big three. Knocks it yep. down. Cannon catching three-pointer.
On the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Before starting lineups, let's pause 10 seconds for a station identification on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
This is BYU Radio on KBYU FM HD2 Provo. You are listening to BYU basketball on BYU Radio.
Let's meet today's starting lineups brought to you by Mountain America. Mountain America, the official credit union of BYU Athletics. We'll start with the UCF Knights, head coach Johnny Dawkins. The Knights are 13-7 on the year, 4-5 in league, 10-2 here at home. Starting at the point, number 3, Darius Johnson, a 6'1", 200-pound senior from Boyds, Maryland. At the 2, number 0, Jordan Ivy Curry, 6'3", 177, a senior from Lamarck, Texas. Played previously for UTSA and Pacific. Yes, BYU faced him when he was with the Tigers. At the 3, number 6, Dallin Debo Coleman, 6'6", 220, senior from Memphis, and a Georgia Tech transfer. At the 4, number 4, Keyshawn Hall, 6'7", 235, junior, Cleveland, Ohio, George Mason and UNLV, his previous schools, as a 40-point game this year, coming off a 34-point game at Kansas on Tuesday. at the center spot, averaging 9.2 points per game. Number 52, Mustafa Chum, 7'2", 235, freshman from Dakar, Senegal. Those are the UCF Knights. Mark Durant introduces you now to the BYU Cougars.
At the point guard for the Cougars, number 3, Yegor Demon, 6'9", freshman from Moscow. At the 2, 21, Trevin Nell, the senior from North Salt Lake. 3 men is number 15, Richie Saunders, the junior from Riverton, Utah. Your 4 is Mawut Mag, number 0, the senior from Melbourne, Australia. And at the 5 spot, the big fellow, the man in the middle, number 13, Kaba Keita, the junior from Bamako, Mali. That's your starting 5 for the 14-6 Cougars. 5-4 in Big 12 play, 1-4 on the true away games, coached by Kevin Young in season 1.
The officials for today's game, Darren George, Rick Crawford, and DeSell Dean. Time now for the BYU Salt Lake Center tip-off. Earn credits toward your bachelor's degree right in the heart of Salt Lake City. Learn more at slc.byu.edu. BYU in the road blacks with royal and white, and UCF in the home whites with black and gold. BYU and UCF for the fourth time all time. The first 3 meetings were all last year, and BYU won all 3. Cougars coming in two today on a 3-game Big 12 win streak for the first time.
This is fitting that this game is being played in Addition Arena, because there could be a lot of addition in this game. Both teams shoot well from the 3, shoot a lot. This wouldn't be surprised if this is up in the 80s and 90s.
UCF is averaging 79.9 points per game, so let's call it 80, and BYU is averaging 81 points per game. Those numbers slightly dip in league play, but still two high-scoring teams in conference competition. Here we go. It'll be Chum and Keita for the opening tap. Again, Chum stands 7'2", the freshman from Senegal.
See if Trevin can get an opening tip layup again like they did in overtime the other night. That was a big shot in that game.
UCF with the word Knights in cursive script across the chest. BYU the block lettering, BYU. False start on the jump. We'll do it again. Ball is up and Chum slaps back, but into the BYU forecourt where Richie Saunders comes down with it. So BYU from right to left as we see it and you hear it. The BYU forecourt away from us to our left. In the corner, Mag will drive it, skip it. Left wing, Richie, a quick pull and fire and score from 3. The Cougs open the scoring 3-0 on a Mountain America Credit Union 3-pointer. Mountain America, the official credit union of BYU Athletics, and Richie Saunders knocks it down. Put the Cougs up 3-0 in the first 30 seconds.
Pass from Wood. He took, put it on the floor, got in the paint, kicked it out to Richie, who's open.
Chum on the perimeter right, bounces it base right to Keyshawn Hall. Mawut Mag has the defensive assignment. A one-hand whip right side to Chum. Left wing, Darius Johnson. Johnson will drive it, cuff it, stop at 10 feet, smacked out of his hand, but to Ivy Curry, missed the jumper. Long rebound, tracked down by Trevin Nell. He'll send Saunders into forecourt. Yegor right wing. Yegor to Keba outside the right junction. Keita, right wing Mawut, thought about the 3. Terminates, bounces high to Saunders. Richie left wing Yegor.
Chum comes up a lot. Look for an alley-oop to Kaba Keita.
Yegor bouncing it past Darius Johnson. Dribbled it off his thigh out of bounds. Yep, turnover. Yegor Demon is yet to have a turnover-free game as a BYU Cougar. That's an early giveaway, and UCF will come up floor from left to right as we see it. And you hear it. Back to front comes Darius Johnson. 3-0 Cougs.
Sometimes Yegor is indecisive when he gets in the paint. He just needs to take it strong.
Left side Johnson to the right elbow. He'll jump it from there and score it from there. 3-2. Darius Johnson played really well against BYU last year. 23.3 points per game in 3 games against BYU last year. Lob up to Keita, and Keba throws it down to put the Cougs up 5-2.
Yeah, the big guy, Chum, just coming up way too high, and they're not rotating enough. That play will be there until they make some adjustments.
Assist to Yegor. Debo Coleman between the circles. Dribble handoff there to Darius Johnson. 5-2, BYU, we're 2 minutes in. Johnson on the dribble, guarded by Demon. 3-3 from 3. It's an air ball out of bounds. Yeah, Darius Johnson blowing on his shooting hand there. He's got to warm it up. Not close on that one. So Yegor to Saunders at the timeline. BYU's up 5-2, we're 2 minutes and 10 seconds in here in Orlando. Keita pivots to face at the top of the key. Left wing to Yegor. Knocked out of Yegor's hands. Nearly a second turnover. Then falls to the floor. Contact no call. And it's another turnover by Demon. Debo Coleman jumps a pass left wing to Jordan Ivy Curry. Ivy Curry floats it up, and the half lob rattles out from Chom. BYU comes off to Karam. Yegor, topside Trevin Nell. Nell steps back to the top of the key, hands off Demon. Yegor, one assist, two turnovers early. 3 minutes in. 5-2, BYU by three. Nell open for three. Pull fire, wide right, not close, air ball out of bounds.
Not a bad shot from Trevin, just didn't come off his hand the way he wanted, and a couple of air balls from two pretty good shooters.
3 minutes in, BYU by three. Darius Johnson starts it high to Chom. Mustafa Chom will shoot from there, miss it back rim, the three, rebound Richie Saunders. Kevin Young urging Richie forward. Richie inside the three-point line, right side, gets around Chom, tried to reverse lay and no, passes out of it to Mag, touch pass to Nell, top of the key three, and Trevin Nell making amends for the previous miss with a pure top of the key three, and BYU a game high 6-point lead at 8-2 on another Mountain America Credit Union three-pointer. First three for Trevin Nell. He shot it well against UCF last season. Average 14 a game on 40-plus percent from deep. A prayer thrown up by Darius Johnson in the paint. Rebounded by the Cougs off the miss. Trevin Nell thought about the three left side. Will drive it. Stop at 10 feet. Squeeze it up and miss it strong. And a loose ball foul. Who's it on? I think it's UCF. It'll stay BYU basketball.
They're going to get Hall. Gave a little forearm shove to Cabo on that rebound. Probably a good thing because Cabo was measuring that rebound to dunk it.
Keyshawn Hall picks up his first. And that is the first foul of the game for either team. 3 minutes and 45 seconds in. BYU basketball. The Cougs leading at 8-2. BYU basketball brought to you by Delta Airlines, the official airline of the BYU men's basketball team. Baseline send in Saunders. Kata straddles the three-point line right side. Holds it at his chest. Hands off to Trevin Nell. Trevin bumped near the boundary. High to Demon. Yegor with a 10-second shot clock. Holds the ball at his right hip. Now starts a right-hand dribble. Sees a double toward the boundary. And Trevin Nell will drive baseline. And did he step on the end line or turn it over? Yep, he did. That's BYU's third turnover. UCF without a turnover. BYU's given away three possessions. Shooting it well. Cougs are 3-for-5, but those three giveaways here in the first 4 minutes. And Dallin Hall will check in for Trevin Nell. Nell has a seat on 1-for-3 shooting and a giveaway.
Really, that's the only blemish. BYU playing really well, but UCF sticking around a bit because of those turnovers.
Under 16-minute media timeout coming on the whistle. Runner banker for Keyshawn Hall. He wanted to get involved and scores at will there. 8-4 is our score. BYU on top by four. Jersey number four, Keyshawn Hall with his first two. Kata, right wing Richie. Richie sees a double near the timeline. Knocked out of his hands. Another giveaway by BYU. Chom baseline right. Johnson trailer three. Yep.
What was right there, like blocking a kick. I don't know how the ball got through his arms as he was trailing it, but it did.
Four turnovers for BYU, 7-0 in points off of turnovers, and that takes the timeout. 15:28 to play here in the first half. BYU kicking the ball around, and the lead's down to one. 8-7, Cougs on top of the Knights on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Let's get you back to the Utah Eye Center's courtside seats and rejoin the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
Cougar fans, you can score big for game day meals at Smith's with savings beyond low prices, including digital coupons worth over $600 each week. Smith's, fresh for everyone. Early score, BYU 8 and UCF 7, but all 7 UCF points coming off of BYU turnovers. The Cougs have already turned over four times in the first 4.5 minutes. UCF without a turnover. The Knights have gotten off three more shots than BYU. So despite the Cougs' very nice 3-for-5 shooting start, 2-of-3 from three, the lead's down to one because of ball security issues.
Most of that's coming out near half court. BYU sets a high screen, and it's aggressive double team. So the Cabas man will go and double team that. And so you've got to be ready for that. And if you can beat that initial double and reverse it or get it to Cabo or somebody, then you've got basically a 4-on-3 going at the basket. So sure, they're talking about that in the timeout, but that's where the trouble has come, that aggressive double team high for UCF.
So we'll see how the Cougs will adjust to that. As we come back in, the UCF lineup remains the same as it was to begin the game, I do believe. Yep, BYU has made one change. Dallin Hall came in for Trevin Nell before the timeout, and Dallin stays in the game. So Hall and Demon working together as a pair of point guards with Saunders, Kada, and Mag. Mag will bounce low to Kaba. Kaba in the left block. Passes right corner to Mawut for three, and he knocks it down. Three Mountain America Credit Union three-pointers in the first 5 minutes. BYU's 3-for-4 from deep. Mawut scores, and BYU's up 4-11-7. Chum, top of the arc. Left open. He'll pass out of it left wing to Keyshawn Hall. Hall, a one-hand pass to Ivy Curry. Touch in the corner to Johnson. Straight away, Ivy Curry deep. Three, knocks it down. Jordan Ivy Curry, the Pacific transfer. BYU saw him with the Tigers. He hits the three to make it 11-10. BYU lead down to one again. UCF full court pressure on BYU. Cook still in the back third of their back court. Got to get it into four court here with Demon. He finds Richie. Three-point land left. He'll pull, fire, and score. So back and forth we go, much as we expected we might between these two prolific offensive teams. 14-10. The Cougar lead is four on the Richie three. He's got six to lead all scorers.
Knocked out of bounds, stays UCF sideline.
Chum, back to Johnson, far sideline. UCF left to right as we see it, and you hear it. BYU right to left, Cougs up four. Game high lead has been six. UCF yet to lead. Lob to Chum by Keyshawn Hall, and Mustafa Chum dunks it home. 14-12, running it the other way. Richie Saunders breaks away for the running lay-in. And the Cougs right back at it, 16-12, BYU by four.
Richie hit that with Chom right on his back. Somehow squoze it up underneath.
Air ball, top of the key from Hall. BYU coming the other way with a four-point BYU lead. Cougs can play for a 6 or 7 point cushion. Baker, Traore, and Ketchings in. Kada, Demon, and Saunders out. So Richie will sit after a sizzling start. 3-for-3 from the field, 2-for-2 from deep, 6 points, or rather in 6 minutes, 8 points to lead all scorers. BYU's up 16-12.
As I remember, Foose had an excellent finish to this game to help BYU secure a win here last year.
BYU in forecourt. Foose averaged 6-4 against UCF last year. But a good closing flourish here in Orlando. Hall, right wing, and knocked out of bounds. They're really aggressive, are the Knights, crowding everything. And knocked out of Baker's hands out of bounds. It'll stay at BYU basketball with a 10-second shot clock. 13:37 on the first half game clock. BYU has not trailed in this one. 16-12, Cougs lead it. Dawson Baker, 35 feet away on the right side. Takes it high side and right wing to Hall. Down to three, down to two. Dawson for three, and that's too heavy off the window. The shot clock expires. Got late in the clock, and Dawson, who's been shooting it well of late, missed everything.
Actually,
except
got
the window.
Pretty good look at it, considering the sink. And they're going to call a foul on UCF on the free,
wow,
on the rebound.
So Keyshawn Hall, despite the miss from Dawson Baker, Keyshawn Hall was called for a foul that's going to give BYU the ball.
Well, Cannon caught the deflection off the backboard and dunked it. Obviously too late, but I think they now a technical foul on UCF.
Wow. What will this do to the first half complexion here? Keyshawn Hall, notably, Mark, has a second. So he ends up in foul trouble. The technical foul adds to the trouble, and Dawson Baker will go to the free throw line for two and the ball for BYU, and Keyshawn Hall on the bench. BYU leading at 16-12 with 13:26 to play in the first half here in Orlando.
Two fouls in this game, and both on Keyshawn Hall.
The only two fouls
right
in the game, yeah.
And, you know, UCF doesn't have a lot of bench support. We saw that against this past week with O'Meara got foul trouble, and they didn't have a lot of bench support either. And so this could be problematic for UCF.
Darren Hall just, Darren George just announced that they're going to review the foul they called on Keyshawn Hall. Now two officials at the scorer's table taking a look at this. BYU by four, and that lead should grow here. I think Dawson Baker's going to be the one shooting free throws, and he went 4-for-4 from the free throw line on Tuesday against Baylor.
Well, Hall was down under, if it's on Hall, he was down underneath on Cannon as he caught the bad miss and was putting it back up. Maybe the question is, was the foul prior to the expiration of the shot clock? Because
was after the shot clock, then maybe they waive that. I don't know.
Today's game brought to you by Siegfried & Jensen. Siegfried & Jensen, helping Utah families for over 30 years. Learn more at SiegfriedandJensen.com. Now they're going to bring a fresh set of eyes in DeSell Dean to take a look at the monitor. 13:26 on the first half game clock. The call is a common foul on the floor on Hall and a technical foul, and he got the technical as well. That would give him three and would almost certainly mark end his half. And they're not without weapons, but Keyshawn Hall is the man that makes it go.
That is massive. The last couple of weeks, he has been the best player in the conference, and to not have him at least for the rest of this half is huge.
So a chance for the Cougars to create some early distance between themselves and the Knights in a four-point game. We may get one more clarification here, let's see, from Darren George at the mic. Maybe not. He may have already said what he wants to say, but we've seen a third foul given to Keyshawn Hall, two common fouls and a technical. BYU yet to be whistled for a foul here in the first half. 13:26 remaining until halftime, and the Cougs up four. Long delay here. Still no one going to the free throw line for BYU, but I think Dawson Baker was set to take those free throws.
Yeah, he did get fouled on his shot, I don't believe, but he'll shoot the technical, and then BYU basketball, would that be?
Yeah.
So a chance here and a possession that looked like it was not going to have anything happen.
Yeah.
Now a chance to get 2, 4, 5 points.
Okay, Dawson Baker will shoot technical free throws. Missed the free throw. Missed the first.
Nothing more difficult than a free throw without anyone on the line. I would even consider having Foose shoot these because he's your best numbers-wise free throw shooter.
0 for 2 at the free throw line. Cougs will get the basketball. Are they going to say Dawson was originally fouled on the shot? Would he be getting three now?
No, they're going to trigger it.
No, it'll be, yeah, you're right. It'll be BYU out of bounds. Dallin Hall, baseline send in to Baker up top. He'll pull and fire. Missed the three. Long rebound, Dallin reset to Baker. Finds an open Cannon catching. He'll shoot the three and miss it short. So the Cougs get nothing.
Cannon had a good look. I don't know why he put that on the floor. Just made it a tougher shot.
Jordan Ivy Curry, step through, off the iron, offensive rebound, stick back and score. Rokas Yatsous in the game, and after a miss in the paint, second chance points. So BYU, which led by four and could have gone up 6, 8, 9, gets nothing on that last sequence after technical free throws and a missed three, and at the other end gives up a chance for a three-point play.
A terrible sequence for Dawson. He's been terrific, but missed the free throws, missed the three, and then the fouls on the shooter down low.
Yatsous misses the free throw, so it stays a two-point possession. 16-14, the Cougar lead down to two. 12:55 to play here in the first half. Richie Saunders bumped on the boundary, no call. To Foose, Foose to the middle on Yatsous. Makes a baseline move. Not close on the jump hook. Just lost where he was, it seemed like, down there.
Yeah.
And the rebound to UCF.
He's kind of lost some touch. This is the best shooter in BYU history. Just having a hard time finishing right now.
Darius Johnson shooting foul on Foose, and it'll be Johnson shooting for the tie. With 12:32 to go in the first half. And the Cougs just don't look right now.
Yeah, tough stretch. I mean, that could have been a stretch where you're up double digits and cruising, and now UCF right back in a chance to tie it here.
Now, Foose got great position on Yatsous and got right where he wanted to be and then just was heavy on the little jump hook off the window. Johnson makes the free throw, and this next one can tie the game. A game that gave BYU a chance to, again, put a nice little cushion between itself and UCF with Keyshawn Hall on the bench with three fouls here in the first half, including a technical. BYU basketball brought to you by Big O Tires. Stop by your locally owned and operated Big O Tires, the team you trust. Instead of BYU leading big, it's a tie ball game. as Johnson goes 2-for-2 at the free throw line. He's got 7 to pace the Knights. 12:20 to play. Yegor Demin back in the game, and they're all over Yegor, and he travels and turns it over again. That's 3 turnovers for Demin, 5 for BYU, and UCF yet to turn it over.
Well, this was a kind of his problem in that Providence game, that teams are being very physical with him, and the refs aren't calling a lot, so he's got to be more decisive and firm with the basketball and better in his decision-making.
BYU 0 for its last 4 from the field as UCF's gone 5 of 7. Tie ball game. Dior Johnson checks in. Johnson's going to sprint down the lane.
That
he traveled.
Yeah,
he dragged it. So Dior Johnson gives it up. With 12:06 to play until halftime. First turnover for the Knights. BYU basketball. Cougs on the floor with both point guards, Hall and Demin. Dawson Baker, Foose, and Cannon catching. So only one starter on the floor for BYU and Yegor. 16-16 is our score. We'll have the under 12-minute media timeout coming on the whistle. Yegor bounces left wing to Dawson Baker. High to Foose, straddles the three-point line. To the cutter, Dawson. Dawson passes right wing, catching. Straight away, Yegor. Yegor will jab it, drive it, get double-teamed in the post. Out to Baker, left wing. 10-second shot clock for Dawson. Spins into the alley. Finds Hall from the perimeter right. Dawson will drive into contact. Knocked out of his hands. A save from Foose out to Baker, fadeaway three, short on it, rebound to Dior Johnson, foul on BYU. Timeout on the floor, 11:35 to go till halftime. 16-16, Knights basketball next on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
You're listening to BYU basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Here is Ben Bagley with a scoreboard update.
Two finals thus far on this Saturday in the Big 12, and one of them a nice upset. Kansas State goes into Ames and upsets third-ranked Iowa State by 19 on the road, 80-61. That game just going final. A final from earlier this morning, Arizona beats Arizona State in Tempe, 81-72. And currently with 15:25 left in the second half, Oklahoma State has a 49-38 lead on Utah. That game in Stillwater, Oklahoma. Let's go back to Orlando, Florida, and Greg and Mark.
Thank you, Ben. BYU basketball brought to you by JCW's. Dinner after the game at JCW's includes something for everybody, from burgers to wings, shakes to salads. JCW's, quality and a lot of it in Lehigh. American Fork, Provo, South Jordan, and Harriman. Greg Grubel and Mark Durant courtside here at Edition Financial Arena. In Orlando, Florida, 16-16. BYU and UCF are all square. Cougs have had a large lead of 6. UCF's yet to lead in this game. They can fix that as we come back in, as UCF will have the ball here in Orlando coming out of a timeout. 11:35 to go until halftime. BYU being led by Richie Saunders, 8 on 3 of 3 shooting. The rest of his teammates are 3-for-10.
Yeah, this second group has been so good. I mean, they score a lot from the bench on BYU, but they've had a couple rough minutes here and have gotten UCF back into the game. No points for anyone off the bench yet in this one.
UCF's been outscored in bench points in 10 of its last 11 games. BYU on the floor with the same group that went into timeout, right, Mark? Hall, Demin, Baker, Traore, and Catchings. So Richie stays on the bench. BYU struggling from offense. 0 for the last 5 from the floor. Chom goes up for the lob. Is undercut as he went up and is fouled. Shot was missed. He'll get 2 free throws out of it. Foul will go against Dawson Baker. Baker's had a rough go since coming in. Trevin Nell will re-enter for BYU, spelling Dawson Baker. Chom to give UCF its first lead of the day. Mustafa Chom, a 68% free throw shooter. Chom has a season high of, they say no shots? They're going to say on the ground. Interesting.
That's crazy, other than
and he went up
maybe
for the
as he was landing, that's when Dawson got him, but unusual.
So no shots. Johnson into Jordan Ivy Curry for 3, off the iron, the rim, the iron and in. 3-pointer, shooter's roll, 6 for Curry on a pair of threes, and that's UCF's first lead of the day at 19-16. A few moments ago, BYU's looking to, thanks to some technical free throws, maybe take a 6-8-9-point lead. Now they're down to 3, 19-16. Demin jogs to the right wing. Passes Hall, left corner catching. He'll jab from the arc, won't take that shot. Mark, you thought he would have shot that.
I mean, he hasn't missed for a long time.
Nice find from Dallin Hall. The Fuseni Traore, he cuts low and takes the helper right beneath the rim. Up and in. BYU within 119-18. UCF leads.
Knocked away. Cannon's got it.
Steal the other way. Catchings into forecourt left side. Behind the back. And put it on the floor. Nearly lost it on pressure from Johnson. UCF all over BYU right now. Fuse, left wing Hall. Dallin between the legs to the top of the 15-second shot clock. Terminates. Sees a double near the perimeter. And throws it away in the paint. That's turnover number six for BYU. Three in transition. Darius Johnson, he's got 10 already. And no Keyshawn Hall, no problem.
They've been better without him.
They've been better without him.
They've got to have a release valve and Fuse at the free throw line on that high double.
Darius Johnson, who lit BYU up last year, already has 10 here in the first 10 minutes in Orlando. 22-18. The Knights a game-high four-point lead. Fuse has it knocked out of his hands, but he's fouled beneath the basket by Chom. It'll be free throws for Fuse. Darius Johnson, double-figure scoring in six of his last seven coming in two today. I mentioned he had 23.3 points per game as his average against BYU last year. In Kansas City, 32 against the Cougs in the conference tournament.
Well, they're selling out, and the thing that's open is what Fuse did there, catch it at the free throw line, go to the hoop. If he can be effective, as that free throw rims out, now BYU 0 for 3, but that's what's there. That I think UCF says, we're going to give that up and see if you can beat us with that.
Benny Williams picked up the foul, by the way. That's 4 against the Knights to 4 for BYU. Second for Fuse. BYU down 4. There's a free throw make. BYU 1 of 4 from the line. BYU within 3. Yegor back in. Fuse out. Kaba in. So the Cougs have 4 starters on the floor as Saunders has also checked in. So it's Demon, Saunders, Nell, and Kaba, the starters back in, along with Cannon Catchings. Under 10 to go till halftime. One possession game. UCF 22 and BYU 19. Anyone's ball game early here in Orlando. Topside, Debo Coleman. Right wing to Nils Mahovsky. Mahovsky sees some early time. Darius Johnson gets past Richie Saunders, stripped on his drive, but into the hands of a baseline shooter. BYU appeared to be coming the other way, and it just finds the right person if you're a Knight supporter. And the baseline jumper makes it 24-19. BYU down a game-high 5, and Richie turns it over again. That's 7 for BYU. A Euro by Coleman, hands to Tyler Hendricks, and Hendricks made the shot, but a whistle came before the shot on the foul by Nell. And Mark, BYU's all out of sorts right now.
Well, they continue to act like they're surprised that this double team comes. They've got to make an adjustment there. As Richie, the double team came, he was on his heels, tried to make a cross-court pass. That's going to get intercepted.
That last baseline jumper, by the way, came from Chom off that near strip and steal from BYU.
The bounce is definitely going the Knight way early.
Debo Coleman up top between the circles. 24-19, UCF game-high lead of 5. BYU's game-high lead came early at 6. 9:09 to go till halftime. Darius Johnson, double figures, 10 to lead all scores. Mahovsky to the cutter, Tyler Hendricks, and it's knocked out of his hands. Tyler Hendricks, the brother of
Jimmy
Taylor Hendricks from the Utah Jazz. Tyler, just 2 points in his last 6 games played. Didn't play at Kansas on Tuesday. Debo Coleman is pressured off the inbound, pulls it out to the perimeter right side. Coleman, deep three, top of the key, no, and Kaba Keita grabs the rebound. Saunders to the right corner. Picks up his dribble, finds Keita outside the right elbow. 7-1 the turnovers right now. BYU is 7 at giveaways. Richie will dribble it down so right side of the lane to a Keita. Keita jump hook up and no! And then the tip on the rim. Basket interference. It'll be no basket for BYU.
I think that was going to go.
Yeah. About to fall in, and either Catchings or Keita got a second tap at it while it was on the cylinder.
Just not effective on that. I mean, again, that's open. That's a great look for Keita. That 5 spot has got to produce.
Well, this points off a turnovers category right now. 10-0 in UCF's favor. More than or almost half their points coming off of BYU giveaways. Driving lane, Johnson missing, but it falls right to Hendricks. Left wing, three-pointer missed by Coleman. Rebound BYU, Trevin Nell down floor. Waits for reinforcements to arrive. Catchings, three-point range right side, guarded by Mahovsky. Catchings on the base right. Hounded by Mahovsky. Squeezes it up and misses it base right. Does Catchings. Rebound to Hendricks. Down floor Johnson, BYU. One for its last eight. No field goals in 3 minutes. Rokas Yatsus misses in the paint. Off the rim to Demon. Yegor, forecourt, left wing. Trevin Nell, transition, triple, huge shot. He knocks it down. Trevin Nell makes it a two-point game. BYU hanging in, 24-22. Cougs down just two. The under eight-minute media timeout coming on the whistle. For Trevin Nell, that's six on a pair of threes. Three for Johnson. Off the iron, no. Rebound Catchings. No numbers for BYU. Cannon, right wing Yegor to the trailer Trevin. Touch pass left wing Richie for the lead. Got it for three.
Just like that.
Back-to-back triples, and BYU takes the lead, as Mark says, just like that. 25-24. Timeout on the floor called by Johnny Dawkins and UCF. The Cougs surge back in front. 6-0 spurt on back-to-back threes. Richie Saunders 11 to lead all scorers now. He's 3-for-3 from three and 4-for-4 from the floor. He's pulling a Cannon Catchings at the moment. We're taking a break, 7:18 to go till halftime. Cougs back in front, 25-24. The score on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
This is BYU Basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Right before the timeout, Richie Saunders' three-pointer that we're going to call our Zions Bank shot of the game. Brought to you by Zions Bank. For 150 years of helping you succeed, Zions Bank is for you. The shot of the game gives Richie three threes in this game. And BYU this year is 7-1 when Richie has three or more threes in a game. This is his ninth game with three or more threes. The Cougs in their previous eight against 7-1. The only loss came on the road at TCU when he had a big game from deep. Richie Saunders leads all scorers with 11. Darius Johnson leads UCF with 10. BYU Basketball presented by AllPro Capital. Put your money to work with smart real estate investments. Visit allprocapital.com for more information. AllPro Capital, celebrating 15 years of creating wealth. It's only turnovers that are keeping BYU from a much larger lead here in Orlando. The Cougs are shooting 50% from the field, 55% from three. Of course, making only one of four free throws hasn't helped much, but 15-7, the rebounding battle in BYU's favor. The eight turnovers stick out right now. Eight giveaways to UCF's one, and the points off of turnovers category is all Knights at 10-0.
Yeah, it's a good news, bad news situation. The bad news, obviously, is that turnover number and the points off turnovers, but when BYU is able to break that heavy pressure, they're getting really good looks, and they're 6-4, 11 from the three, and so you get that number down a little bit, still get those looks, you'll be in good shape.
Yeah, 6 of 11 outside the arc and 3 for 7 inside the three-point line. BYU shooting it well from 2 and 3. The Cougs lead the Big 12 in conference play in both two-point and three-point percentage. 6-0 BYU run, and UCF should have turned it over on the inbounds. It just didn't go the right way from a BYU standpoint as it lay loose on the floor. UCF in forecourt. Mag gets tied up with Darius Johnson, and who are they calling it on? They're going to call Mawut. Mawut thought it would go the other way, but it's going to go against. Mawut's got to make sure he's not gesturing to the officials here. He's got to.
He wants him to take a look at it. I didn't see anything. They were just kind of tangled up, went to the floor.
He's signaling, take a look at this, and he thinks he's going to get a good review. I think Mawut's confident that something good's going to happen, but I'm not sure it will. Let's see. It was Johnson and Mawut that got tied up. And the foul's called on Mawut. A common foul with 7:07 to go here in the first half. I don't know that you can say there's much there.
No, I mean, their arms got tangled up. Defender's always going to get that. Nothing's going to come of this. But they almost turned it over. Mawut, one guy back there was guarding Hall, and they almost threw it right to him. And he almost wasn't ready because he wasn't expecting it and almost got a turnover. Almost end up getting a foul at the end.
So another video review with 7:07 to go till the break in this one. 25-24, the Cougar lead is one.
Yeah, I meant to say Johnson, just to be clear, Hall has the three fouls. He's been out since that happened.
All right, they've taken a look and make an announcement or no? No, simple foul on Mawut Mag. Are they saying officials timeout, or was there a BYU timeout called in that? They charged BYU with a timeout there. So the Cougs are down to two timeouts remaining. UCF has called one of its four. Darius Johnson will trigger right in front of us. Johnson into Chom. Kata closing out on Mustafa Chom. The handoff to Johnson at the center circle. Seven even to go till the break. Jordan Ivy Curry outside the right elbow. Crossover and turns it over as he passed to the corner where Benny Williams had vacated. So second giveaway. Only two turnovers for UCF. Keyshawn Hall coming off a 34-point game at Kansas on Tuesday. Hit the bench with 13 and a half minutes to play in this game with three fouls, including a technical. And they've been just fine without him. Yegor Demin for three. Heavy on it. The tip, no. Offensive foul on BYU in the fight for the rebound on the tip. It's on Kata.
Could be bonus, I think.
At seven, so one and one coming the other way. UCF two for three at the stripe. BYU one for four, including two technical free throw misses, which came at a stretch where BYU got two free throws and the ball, and the Cougs got nothing out of that sequence.
Chom, the big seven-footer, will shoot. Not a bad free throw shoot, but could miss this front end, big front end here.
Chom is 0 for 1. Sorry, pardon me. Yatsus went 1 for 1. 0 for 1, pardon me, as Chom makes the free throw. So that's 5 for Chom. Darius Johnson went 2 for 2. Chom's gone 1 for 1, and Yatsus was 0 for 1. Those are the free throws taken by UCF. Second by Chom. Rattles it in. 2 for 2. 6 points for Mustafa Chom. And UCF back in front, 26-25. BYU field goal percentage now under 50%. Left wing Nell. Haida Kata. Turnover number 9. Johnson lays it up and in on a hip check that wasn't called. And BYU, another giveaway, turning into points the other way. 28-25. Mag left corner.
Yegor is rattled. There's no question about it. He needs to settle himself down.
12-0 in points off of turnovers. Floater by Richie. The putback dunk by Kata is short.
Wow.
And that's not something you see too often as Darius Johnson comes down the floor the other way. Knights up 28-25.
The miss from Richie and the follow-up missed as well. Two easy
Jordan
shots.
Ivy Curry turns the corner. Free throw jumper. Nope. Fouled on it. He'll get two free throws. 5:53 to go till halftime. And back and forth we go here in Orlando. BYU's offense inside the arc's not been optimal here in the first half. 3 for 9 inside the three-point line shooting. And Jordan Ivy Curry will shoot two here.
They haven't been difficult either. I mean, they're getting shots in the paint and not finishing.
Free throw good by Jordan Ivy Curry. That's 7 for the former UTSA Roadrunner and Pacific Tiger. Had 11 and 11 points and rebounds at BYU while playing for Pacific back in 2022-23. Double-figure scoring in four consecutive games coming in two today. 7 on this day for Jordan Ivy Curry. Has made multiple threes now in 6 consecutive games. 2 threes earlier in this half. 29-25, 30-25. UCF equaling its large lead of 5. 8 for Ivy Curry. BYU will come from back to front, right to left. Dallin Hall working left side. Yegor sets up camp on the right side. Pass goes to Demin. He bobbled it, recovers and finds Saunders on the boundary. Now to Yegor. Whips it to Dallin Hall left side. Dallin sees a double. High, Yegor. Low, Foos. Pass to the cutter on the baseline. Knocked out of the hands of the driver. It'll stay BYU basketball. Dawson Baker will check in with a 9-second shot clock. Cougs have to be aware of the timer. 5:32 to go till halftime. Yegor is going to check out. Yegor will sit on 0 points, 3 assists, and 3 turnovers.
But what just got creamed and no whistle. Now 8-4 is the foul differential.
5:32 to go till the break. Baseline send in for Richie Saunders. Out to Traore, perimeter left. Perimeter high to Hall, down to 6, down to 5. Dallin Hall with 4 and with 3. Runs it left to the base, bounces to Foos. Shot clock violation. He got it up. They may call this one off.
Maybe
let's see.
At least look at it.
At least look at it. But again, late. They got a decent look, but it almost came too late. Did they call the basket good? They've not yet. 30-25. I think. It will. Yeah, they're going to take a look and see if Foose got it off in time. So Dallin Hall drives. Foose with under one on the shot. That's really close, right? Yeah, I think they're going to say it's no good. I think the ball's still on his fingertips when it hits zeros, Mark. How'd you see it?
It's such a bang-bang thing. Maybe, yeah. He shot it quickly, so there may be a chance. And I believe they called it good. I'm going to go with they count this one. But, you know, it's been a problem for BYU late in shot clocks, and I think Dallin needs to be a little bit more aware. A lot of times he's dribbling and passing too late. You know, you've got to be aware of that clock.
You might have it, Mark. I don't know. Are his fingers touching at zero? They might judge it that way, too. I I guess I won't be surprised either way. But it almost looks like there's a finger on the ball with 0.0 on the shot clock. If it's good, it's 30-27. If it's no good, 30-25, UCF leading it.
Well, Charles Abua would say it's good. He famously got one taken away from him late against ASU.
He said it's a good basket. Count it.
Too close to call, I think, and the call on the floor was that it was good. So,
Cougar basketball brought to you by Fillmore Spencer, Utah's trusted top-rated local law firm. Can play offense, defense, or provide a little coaching. Fillmore Spencer, attorneys at law. Solving problems and seizing opportunities for you, your family, and your business. So Mark Durant correctly judges that Foose got it off in time. And the Cougs within three at 30-27. But the Knights have done almost this entire half without Keyshawn Hall. And they have a lead. Chum. Left wing. Darius Johnson. Step back three off the iron. Slapped by Chum into the hands of Hall. Cougs come to forecourt. Dallin cross court. Left wing Dawson Baker. A crossover kick in the corner of Ritchie. Ritchie will turn the corner to the free throw line. Jump a pass in the right corner to Dawson Baker. Dawson Baker high to Hall. 15-second shot clock, 4:45 game clock. Dallin makes the play call, and to the right wing he goes. Down the lane he goes. Hands off nice. To Foose. Foose right up at the rim and in. Foose and Itriori scores four in a row. Foose rolled his ankle. He's hobbling up the floor. Chom beat him down floor because Foose was hobbled, and Chom dunks it. Eight for Mustafa Chom. Tough luck for BYU. Foose scored and then turned the ankle, and because he was limping up the floor, Chum beat him to the basket for two. And 32-29, UCF's lead is three. Foose, mid-alley, spin to the middle, jump hook again, no, off the iron this time.
He's got to hit that. I mean, he had a guard on him. It was uncontested.
Chum straight away. Could have called steps on Chum. They did not. Four even to play till halftime. Timeout coming on the next whistle. Mahovsky to the top. Sees a hedge, low to Chom, knocked out of his hands, right back to Chom. Jump hook is good for him.
I mean, Dallin read that perfectly, and somehow the pass got through. He was right in the passing lane, looked like he had it. Bounces are not going to BYU's way.
10 for Chom. Mag won't take it left corner. Dallin from the right wing to mid-alley right. Terminates, out to Ritchie, wide open three. Strong on it. Mawut Mag, offensive rebound, foul. Offensive foul. Mowat on the push-off. Timeout on the floor. UCF has equaled this game-high lead of 5, 34-29. Knights lead it here in Orlando with 3:28 to go till the break. We're taking a break on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
The Cougars play in the Big 12 on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
All right, so back here in Orlando, Edition Financial Arena. UCF 34 and BYU 29. The Cougs are now being outshot by the Knights, 46-44%. BYU 5-for-12 inside the three-point line. This leads us to our Jones Paint and Glass Points in the Paint feature, brought to you by Jones Paint and Glass. When you hear the crash, think of Jones Paint and Glass. And yes, the points off a turnovers number gets a lot of attention, deservedly so. It's 12-0. And points off of turnovers, UCF with that advantage. BYU's turned it over 9 times to UCF's 2. But in the paint is notable, Mark, because over the last four games, UCF's been outscored by 86 points in the paint. And in this game, UCF has outscored BYU 16-10 in the paint as the Knights lead it by 5, 34-29.
Well, you look at the numbers, 3 for 5 for Foose is not bad, 7 points, 1 for 3 for Cada, but it should be, those guys should be having a night tonight because UCF has given up the middle of the floor and BYU's having a hard time getting it to them, and then when they do get it to them, they haven't really performed at a high level. So those guys have to kind of take a challenge and be ready to catch it and then go up and score it when it comes to them.
Since those back-to-back fouls against Keyshawn Hall, including a technical to put him on the bench with 13:26 to go, UCF's been called for one foul in the last 10 minutes.
Well, it's because they're not playing very physical, apparently. I would say that sarcastically because the Knights are really getting after it, especially out near half court.
Fouls 9 for BYU, 4 for UCF. Nils Mahoski, as we come back in, takes free throws of 1-1, and Mahoski makes the first. Only 3 points in his last 7 games played. Did not score in 2.5 minutes in Lawrence on Tuesday. Scores on the front end and the back end. 2 points for Mahoski. And the Knights have their large lead of the game at 7 now, 36-29. 6-0 run for UCF.
And they're now 8-for-9. BYU 1-for-4. That's another big part of this game so far.
And BYU missed 2 technical free throws early in the game with a chance to push a lead when Keyshawn Hall picked up back-to-back fouls, including a tech. Dallin Hall guarded aggressively at the three-point line right side. Goes left to Richie. Richie missing the three wide left. Rebound Darius Johnson. BYU down 7. 2:55 to play till halftime. Jordan Ivy Curry pulls it out. High to Chom. Thought about the three. Will bring it to his hip. Give to Mahoski, who pulls and fires and misses the three. Cada the rebound. Quick outlet to Saunders. Kevin Young waving BYU into full court. Richie on the run to the left block. Taken away. Another turnover for BYU, but then Dallin Hall gets it right back. Turnover number 10 for the Cougs, but turnover number 3 for UCF turns into a 3 that Dawson Baker misses, and the long rebound falls to Debo Coleman. Coleman to forecourt right side. Trey Stewart in the game for BYU, 36-29. Dawson Baker 0 for 4 from the floor, 0 for 2 at the free throw line. Tough first half for DB. Left wing, 3-pointer missed by Darius Johnson. Baker on the rebound. Dawson to the free throw line, spins to the middle, squeezes it up and scores it, and 1. A 3-point play chance for Dawson Baker. So just as I say, what a tough first half he's dealing with. He takes matters into his own hands, takes a knock as he hits the floor, but gets up and the chance to convert a 3-point play and bring BYU back into it. 36-31. Dawson Baker comes to life and goes back to the stripe. We'll call that a Hyundai power play of the game. By Dawson Baker, who powered his way to the rim and the and one. The power play of the game brought to you by the full lineup of Hyundai all-wheel drive SUVs. See your Utah Hyundai dealers.
Not a lot of great things happening for BYU, but this chance to get within 4, and if you can play a good couple of minutes here to finish out the half, you're right where you need to be.
Dawson's 0 for 3 at the free throw line today. Misses the chance to complete the three-point play. 36-31, BYU's down 5, under 2 to play till the break.
Every shot, 3 and free throws has been off the back iron.
He went 4 for 4 from the stripe and won the game in overtime.
He made those. That was important.
On Tuesday against Baylor, right to the rim, fouled at the rim. Darius, no, is it Debo Coleman? Benny Williams on that drive. He'll get 2 free throws on foul number 10. And BYU's not yet to the single bonus. Benny Williams, scoreless on this day, has not taken a shot of any kind. Will take 2 free throws. Only a 58% free throw shooter is Williams, the Bowie, Maryland, Syracuse transfer, and that's a free throw miss. That looked like a 58% shooter shooting a free throw. 14 for 25 on his free throws now for the season.
Cable will sit with 2. Foose looks to be fine with that ankle. Both free throws miss, so
yep.
Break.
14 for 26 on the season for Williams. 0 for 2 on the trip. And BYU stays down 5, 36-31. Hall, corner, Nell. Yes, Trevin
nice.
Nell makes it a 2-point game. Trevin Nell with his 3rd 3 in this game. The Cougs have their 7th 3. And it's BYU down 2, 36-34.
If you break that double, you get open looks, and Dawson did a heck of a job getting out of that double team.
Cougs hanging around. Getting up and down first half. Debo Coleman at arc left, guarded by Baker. Drives the base into a double team. Turnaround jump hook. Good. Are they going to call an and one or a foul on the floor? Foul on the floor.
On the floor, yeah.
It's on Baker. It'll be two shots. Not a three-point play chance, but two free throws for UCF with 1:08 to go till halftime.
It's going to be Dawson's third. Not a lot of whistles on the white team, but BYU's picking up their share. The White Knights. Don't call them golden.
Just nice.
Coleman's got some golden shoes as he makes the first free throw.
So Debo makes it a three-point game, 37-34. His first point comes at the free throw line. Double bonus for the Knights. BYU not yet to the single bonus. Two for two on the trip. So 38-34. UCF's lead is four. 1:04 to go until halftime. Keyshawn Hall, 2 points before sitting with three fouls, and they've done just fine without him here in the first half. Baker squeezing through a double left wing to Hall. Skip pass, turned over. That's turnover number 10 for BYU here in the first half. Running to the rim, Coleman missing. Too heavy on the running lane, and then Foose has it yanked out of his hands. A miss at the rim, a tip, I think, went in off of Dallin Hall. And it's 36, 40-34, a six-point lead for UCF. How did BYU not come out of that with the basketball? Foose had it just yanked away. Dallin Hall out near the timeline. UCF's got a foul to give here. Hall jumps it to Foose at 10 feet. Knocked out of his hands, but into Stewart's. To Nell for three in the corner again. And he was fouled. A chance for a four-point play with 7.5 to go. 40-37, BYU makes it a three-point game, and Nell can make it two as he goes to the line. Trevin Nell, 4 for 5 from three. He was 4 for 9 from three here last year. So Nell to the free throw line. The Cougs are right there, 40-37. What a weird half of basketball this has been, Mark.
Yeah, really weird, and the three-point has been the savior. Eight already in this game for BYU, and keeping them in it.
Cougs have 8 threes and 6 twos. 6 for 13 inside the arc, 8 for 17 outside the arc. BYU shooting it better from deeper than they are closer to the hoop. So to make it a two-point game with 7.5, the shot clock is off, and Nell at the free throw line. BYU, this number hurts, in a close game, 1 for 5 at the free throw line. UCF, 10 for 13. So BYU turnovers and UCF free throws, two big, big numbers in half number one. BYU's out shooting UCF from the field and from the arc, but not the stripe. Nell for the four-point play. Got it. Trevin Nell, 13 to lead all scorers here in the first half. He's been the saving grace for BYU.
That'd be nice to get a stop here with the 12 seconds to go. BYU full court press.
So 11.9 on the clock on the reset. 40-38. BYU down two. Darius Johnson into four court left side. Down to 6 and 5. He'll cuff it, run it to the rim. Missed the lay-in. Rebound to Hall. With three and with two. Trey Stewart jumps it from backcourt, and they had time. And it doesn't go. So at the half, it's BYU down two. 40-38. Halftime recap next here on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
The second half of BYU basketball is about to begin. Let's head live to the Utah Eye Center's courtside seats. Alongside Mark Durant, here's the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell, on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
BYU playing for its first win when down at halftime this year. The Cougs 0-6 trailing at the break. BYU trails at the break, but only by two, 40-38. Half number two about to get underway. BYU in black with royal and white. UCF with white, black and gold. And Keyshawn Hall is back on the floor for UCF after missing almost the entire first half with foul trouble, including a technical foul. He'll play with three, and we are underway here in half number two. UCF from back to front, right to left as we see it and you hear it. BYU coming left to right in half number two. Greg and Mark here courtside in Orlando. Keyshawn Hall spins to the rim, banks and misses heavy. Rebound, Trevin Nell, quick outlet Richie, down floor Mawut Mag on the arc right side. And nearly turns it over, falls to the floor, and rolling with it, traveled with it, and turns it over. That's turnover number 13 for BYU, and it comes on the first possession of half number two.
They're trying to play fast, but what gets it dribbles into a double team there. Would have been better off getting a jump ball. Would have been BYU's possession, but he rolls over on his back. I still don't understand what constitutes a travel when a guy goes to the ground or not. It seems such a toss-up call whether officials will whistle it, but Mouette got whistled.
Hall harassed on the arc left side by Saunders. UCF a missed shot on its first possession. BYU a turnover on its first possession. Turnovers hampering BYU in the first 20 minutes. BYU's been outscored 14-0 off of turnovers, but there's a UCF turnover. A pass in traffic in the paint. Cougs come down floor the other way. Saunders veers right to Nell. Left wing Demon. Yeager had three of BYU's first half 12 turnovers. Richie on the wing left side. Waves traffic away from him with a 15-second shot clock. 60 seconds gone here in half number two. Neither team has scored. 40-38, UCF leads it. A flare to Richie. He'll cuff it, drive it, bank short. Chom takes it off the window and the rim, and UCF the other way. Johnson, transition left wing, Keyshawn Hall. Short on the three. Rebound, Kebakeda. Outlet, Yeager. Neither team has scored here in half number two. Mouette Mag cut off on the base left by Keyshawn Hall. Straight away to Yeager. 90 seconds into half number two. Still 40-38. Nice find of Mag for three in the lead. He got it. Yeager Deming with his fourth assist. And Mouette Mag makes it 41-40. It's a Mountain America Credit Union three-pointer. And BYU back in front. Jordan Ivy Curry rocks a dribble to the top. Down the lane. Stops at 8 feet. Lost the handle. Taken away by Kata. BYU another steal.
Turnover time for the Knights here.
They had only two in the first half, Mark. They've got two here in the first 2 minutes of the second half. Yeager looks toward head coach Kevin Young right in front of us. Kevin making his play call. 2 minutes gone. 41-40. BYU a single point lead. Demon whips a pass to Trevin Nell. Nell's going to get right to the rim. Blocked by Chom. And here come the Knights the other way.
Well, I like the play, but you can't challenge Chom. You got to shoot a little floater.
Mustafa Chom now blocks in 16 of his 19 games played. Darius Johnson lobs it up for Chom. Comes off the rim. Yeager down floor. Yeager lost it but got it back on the boundary. And then what happens? He gets fouled?
Yeah, he got creamed out front by Johnson. And Trevin, got to be careful. He gave a little push on, I mean, it was an aggressive foul on Johnson, but Trevin can't pick up a tee here.
So Darius Johnson with a single foul.
Trying to get a lob to Chom there. Nice job by Kebakeda to see that foil the plot.
So first foul of the second half goes against Johnson. BYU 1 point lead and the ball. Yeager bounces up high between his legs. We'll take it down the lane. Get right to the rim. Driving lane. Score. No, they whistle it but wave it off. It's on the floor. When Yeager Demon decides he wants to get to the rim, he got those long, loping strides. There's a real good handle on it and did score at the rim, but they're going to call the foul out front, so no free throws for Yeager Demon. It would have been a three-point play chance. Great finish at the rim, but they call the foul on the floor. So two fouls for UCF to zero for BYU, and the Cougs will baseline send in to the left of their bucket, Yeager to do the honors. 41-40, BYU on top. Cougs have scored the first three of half number two. Richie pulls and fires off the inbound miss from the left corner. Rebound UCF. Rebounds now 25-18. BYU with the edge on the caroms. Darius Johnson drives into Yeager. Yeager stands him up, so it goes high to Coleman. Debo Coleman with a 12-second shot clock. He's got Demon on him now, and Yeager is called for the hip check. On Yeager, that will be number two on BYU number one of half number two. BYU basketball brought to you by Bailey's Moving and Storage. Bailey's Moving and Storage. We help you manage moving so you can focus on making memories. Turnover number three of half number two for UCF. More than they had the entire first half. To the rim, up and in! Off the assist from Yeager and the foul. That'll be a chance for a three-point play from Mouette Mag.
Great filling the lanes as BYU got the turnover. Another turnover for UCF. It got transition. What came right down the middle of the floor, hit him in stride, he goes and scores it. He's had a nice game, 8 points.
And he's done all the scoring for BYU in half number two. And
he's got the heavy defensive assignment as well.
Free throw good. So Mouette Mag, a three-point basket and a three-point play. And the Cougs score the first six of the second half. It's BYU 44 and UCF 40. And UCF now four turnovers in the second half after only two in the entire first half. A driving lay-in, no. The tip by Chom, no good. And out of bounds off of UCF. Actually, I believe they may have had three first half turnovers, so it would be three and three in each half. Either way, UCF is turning it over where they weren't in the first half, and the Cougs will now come the other way off the miss, off the tap at the rim. So 44-40. Cougs in front, and Demon draws a foul 40 feet away from the basket from Darius Johnson, his second here in the second half.
Johnson's mad. He's like, I did that the entire first half, and you didn't call it on me. It might be different going here on out.
That's already four fouls on UCF here in half number two. So a lot of things are going sideways for the Knights in the early moments of the second half. Demon.
Oh!
To Kaba Kada.
Ouch.
Who rolls down the lane and then hammers off the elevation. 46-40 and timeout UCF. BYU scores the first eight of the second half. Demon to Kaba Kada, and he was cleared for takeoff
of
the lane.
By finding that guy and then that five guy go up and throw it down. That was beautiful. I'm sure they talked about that in halftime, that it was open and they found it.
We'll call that our All-Pro Capital Money Moment of the Game, brought to you by All-Pro Capital. Put your money to work with smart real estate investments. Visit allprocapital.com for more information. All-Pro Capital, celebrating 15 years of creating wealth. The Cougs have created a six-point lead early in the second half. That ties the Cougs' large lead that came at 8-2. We're taking a break. 46-40, BYU on top with 16:22 to play in Orlando on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Let's get you back to the Utah Eye Center's courtside seats and rejoin the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
BYU basketball brought to you by Sierra West Jewelers, the largest dealer in Utah with the lowest prices. Three stores located across from the malls in Orem, Sandy, and Murray. Sierra West Jewelers, we price match. The Cougs run a game-long 12-0 run spanning halftime. Yes, BYU scored the final four of the first half and the first eight of the second half. The Cougs lead it by a game high six at 46-40. A lot of numbers have gone the wrong way for BYU today, but among the numbers that have gone the right way for the Cougs, the assist rate. BYU now has 14 assists on 17 makes, and no one has more assists than Yegor Demon. Yegor looking much stronger to start half number two than maybe he did half number one, Mark.
Yeah, he looks a lot more decisive and taking it to the rim and more comfortable, and man, he found Kaba. Every game, I'm just glad I lived long enough to see Kada dunk the ball, because it is special to see. It's like the rim is his mortal enemy and he wants to punish it. I have to kind of cover my head because I think the building's going to fall down when he dunks. I mean, that is a man's man of a dunk right there, and a big, big start to this second half for BYU.
Yeah, the pick and roll hammer before the timeout, prompting a timeout by Johnny Dawkins. 46-40, BYU leads it. We come back into Dior Johnson inbounding for UCF. Dior Johnson with Keyshawn Hall, Debo Coleman, Mustafa Chom, and Jordan Ivy Curry. Mawut Mag, two threes in this game. Eighth time in his career he's had multiple threes.
I bet they'll run something for Hall here. He's only got 2 points in this game.
15-second shot clock. Chom trying to hand off and hands off the leg of Keyshawn Hall, and it turns into a turnover at the timeline. Kaba Kada into forecourt to Yegor. All kinds of turnover trouble, and it wasn't a problem for UCF in the first half. Mawut, another three, right corner. No, it's off the flange. Yegor, the pass, but a great offensive rebound by Trevin Nell. Richie to Yegor for three. That's off the flange. A slap by Kada over the back, and it's coming the other way. Would have given BYU a 9-point lead, Mark. The Cougs had two good looks from three. Neither one goes. The under 16-minute media timeout is called, so back-to-back timeouts will take it again here in Orlando. The score stays BYU 46 and UCF 40. It'll be Knights basketball after this. Ooh, a chance to push the lead goes begging. Couple of chances. We're taking a break on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
This is BYU basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Today's game brought to you by Siegfried & Jensen. Siegfried & Jensen, helping Utah families for over 30 years. Learn more at SiegfriedandJensen.com. BYU was outscored in points off of turnovers 14-0 in the first half. The Cougs have outscored UCF 3-0 in points off of turnovers in the second half. In the second half, UCF opening 0-for-4 from the floor. BYU 3-for-8, including 1-for-4 from the three-point line. BYU's out shooting UCF on the day from the field and the three-point line. Free throw disparity still there. UCF 10 of 13, BYU 3-for-7. Trevin Nell, 13 to lead the Cougs. Richie Saunders, 11. Mawut Mag, 9. Those are your top three for the Cougs. Top three for UCF. Darius Johnson, 12. Mustafa Chom, 10. And Jordan Ivy Curry with 8. Keyshawn Hall, he who has a 40-point and a 34-point game this season, has only 2. He was hampered by foul trouble in the first half and has missed the shots he's taken here in the second half.
And they did try and run a play for him after that last time out, and they ran him off a high curl, and Mawut was right there and knocked it away. BYU got the turnover, so Mawut is doing well offensively, but he's got that main defensive assignment on Hall, and man, it's doing a great job.
Foul trouble, Dawson Baker 3 for BYU. Cave Akeda 3 as well for the Cougs. Keyshawn Hall 3, including a technical that put him on the bench in the first half. Our score is BYU 46 and UCF 40. Neither team's had a lead larger than 7. That was a lead that belonged to UCF at 36-29. BYU's large lead 6 on 2 occasions, including here in the second half, 46-40. UCF basketball, we're back in. 15:40 to play here in Orlando. Darius Johnson starts it with Chom straight away. He'll roll low and hammer home. Pick and roll dunk, just as BYU had a moment ago. Mustafa Chom fills the lane and then the hoop. He's got a dozen.
Okay, but had to sit with that foul, and so you're going to have a little bit more vulnerability at the rim like that.
Yegor on the arc left side. A flare to Trevin Nell. Pull, fire. Ooh, off the rim. Then the top of the backboard. Had to wait for that long bounce. Trevin now 4-for-6 from deep. With Trevin Nell's next three-pointer, he'll tie Mark Bigelow for sixth all-time with 213 threes. 46-42. UCF down 4 on its home floor. BYU's not come back yet from down at half to win a game this season. Will that happen today? Chom for 3 says no way. Mustafa Chom, 15, one off the career high.
Well, he is a threat, but not a high percentage threat, but he's got 5 in a row.
33% shooter from 3. Makes it a one-point game. Richie Saunders has the ball knocked out of his hands on the penetration down the left baseline. Cougs up 46-40 a moment ago, and just like that, 5 in a row for UCF. BYU was unable to push a 6-point lead in the first half, unable to push a 6-point lead here in the second half. Trey Stewart gets early minutes in the second half, along with Cannon catching. Saunders will sit on 11 points and 4 of 9 shooting. A sub 50% day for Richie after a tough shooting percentage day or night against Baylor on Tuesday. Trevin Nell into the corner for 3, heavy on it. Rebound Keyshawn Hall. Trevin 4 for 6 on threes, or 4 for 5, pardon me, in the first half, 0 for 2 in the second. Darius Johnson, 30 feet away left side, starts it to Chom. Chom will reverse pivot to face on Fuseni Traore. Pushed out to the short corner. Out to Darius Johnson. Open for a 3 for a moment, but he bobbled it. Well, now Dake take it into the paint. Runner with the right hand. No, he's fouled on it. Free throws. Or foul on the floor. Mark, how do you see it?
Well, I saw it as a push-off, but I think it'll be on the floor.
It is. Cannon Catchings picks it up. BYU's lead of 6 has slipped to 1. 14-17 to go here in Orlando. Trevin Nell out. Dallin Hall in. BYU on the floor with Yegor sits as well, so it's Hall, Catchings, Kata, Stewart, and Traore. Combination I'm sure we haven't seen a lot of this year. Doubled in the corner is Chom, spins to the rim, fades away, hits the side of the backboard with it. Catchings leads Dallin Hall.
What?
Dallin has Mawut down the lane, running lay-in, no. Stick back by Hall, no, but a foul. It'll be on Darius Johnson. And 2 shots coming up, so Johnson picks up his 3rd. Or is that his 4th? That might be 4 on Johnson. Depending on how that last foul was called. Mawut will shoot 2.
Another nice job filling the middle of that floor in the fast break. Mawut.
It's four on Darius Johnson. Mawut has the free throw make. So BYU by two. Johnson's going to sit now. The starting point guard on the bench, and for how long is the question? 14:07 to go. Johnson with four, and Hall is only one away from his fourth. Second by Mawut. Rattles it in. BYU leads by three, 48-45. It's game on here in Orlando. Nils Mahovsky is going to run the point right now for UCF. Mahovsky to the right boundary to Tyler Hendricks. High, Hall. Hall down the lane. Stripped. Ooh, oh, late whistle. The Cougs are coming the other way. And it was the transition starting that prompted the whistle. That felt late. Foul on Catchings. Two quick ones on Cannon. Foul situation, six for UCF to four for BYU. The Cougs will be in the bonus on the next UCF foul. Mahovsky, baseline send in, corner to Chom, sees a double, releases high to Ivy Curry. He'll drive and kick Mahovsky for three right side. Missed it. Rebound to the boundary and out of bounds. It'll be BYU basketball with 13:41 to play. Wow, BYU didn't get to the first half bonus, did they?
They did not.
And they will be one away from getting there here early in half number two. 13:35 to play. BYU in forecourt leading it by three, 48-45. Trey Stewart controls on the far sideline. Terminates.
Cannon can get something going.
Bounce mid-alley left to Foose. Foose will drive into a double. And BYU turns it over in backcourt. Over and back as Catchings deflected it into backcourt. 13:19 to play. BYU's lead stays three.
Foose is just a little antsy. I mean, he sees that double. He's got to know somewhere there's open, and it was cross court, not back out to Cannon on the same side he was.
14 turnovers for BYU. Points off a turnover is 14-3 in UCF's favor. Cougs have to get one back on the defensive end here. A spin by Hall. Kicks Chom. Baseline jumper. Good. Mustafa Chom. 17. One off a career high. BYU's had a lot of guys go for career highs. The slip by Foose. Foose to the middle. Out to Stewart. His pass in the corner. Deflected out of bounds. It'll be a 20-second shot clock. 12:55 on the game. 48-47. Down to one again. Dawson Baker will check in for Trey Stewart.
Kaba with the three, but I think you need to play Kaba. He's got a nice game here. And Foose, every time he touches it, is getting fumbled away a little bit. It's risky.
Baker checks in with three fouls. Foose up top. Hands off to Baker. Dawson sees a double. Finds an open mag for three. Got
Mawut.
It. Mawut mag with his third three of the game. And the Cougs take a four-point lead, 51-47. 12:35 to play.
Coming a big shot guy, Mawut.
Three for four from deep. BYU now 10 of 24. The Cougs are 11-1 with 10 or more threes this year. Hall, hard to the hole, takes a hit on his way to the rim. He'll get free throws out of it. Mawut picks up the foul on Mag. That'll be number three. Another Coug with three fouls. Good answer from UCF with Keyshawn Hall forcing it to the rim.
I thought Dallin did a heck of a job on that double to find Mawut because they were baiting the pass out back to the point on Dallin and had vacated Mawut. He spun back around and found the open guy.
Free throw good by Keyshawn Hall. This is his third point of the day. That technical foul situation stuck him on the bench, and yet UCF was none the worse for wear without their leading scorer in the game. In that first half, missed 13 and a half minutes. Second free throw good. So two for two on the trip, and the lead down to two for BYU, 51-49. Dallin Hall with Mawut Mag, Cannon Catchings, Dawson Baker, and Fuseni Traore. Dawson forecourt right, Dallin forecourt right side. Hall bouncing on Mahovsky. High screen, a roll by Fuse. It'll stay high to Baker. Cycled to Cannon Catchings, steps back in the corner, hands off there to Mag. Mag Hall, Baker, pardon me. Near the timeline. 7-second shot clock. Dawson lost the dribble. picks it up, finds Foose to the cutter, Mack driving lay-in, scoop and score with the right hand with a one-second shot clock. That possession nearly a disaster, and it turns into a make from Mawut Mack at the rim. 16 is BYU career high. Hall lays it up with the left hand, missed it. Cannon catching the rebound. Under 12-minute media timeout coming on the whistle. BYU high 16 for Mag, as most is a Cougar. Cannon for three, top of the key. No, it's long and out of bounds. UCF basketball after this timeout. Would have given BYU a 7-point lead. It bounces away harmlessly. 53-49, Cougs lead by four, and Knight basketball next with 11:29 to go in Orlando on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
You're listening to BYU Basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Here is Ben Bagley with a scoreboard update.
Quick look at the going-ons in the Big 12. Kansas State, Arizona, Oklahoma State, all winners earlier today in the Big 12. One other game underway, 11th-ranked Kansas at Baylor right now. That's a close one. One-point lead for the Jayhawks, 46-45, 13 minutes left in the second half. Later tonight, Texas Tech is at Houston. Now back to Orlando with Greg and Mark.
Thank you, Ben. BYU basketball brought to you by Bam Bam's Barbecue. Perfectly smoking each cut of meat just for you. Come on in. Enjoy Central Texas Barbecue right there in Provo, Utah. Bam Bam's Barbecue, authentic to the bone. 53-49, BYU leading at UCF. This game tight throughout. The Knights large lead 7. The BYU large lead 6. And the Cougs have had a 6-point lead here in the second half. The cushion currently is 4. Mawut Mack, 16 points. 5 for 6 from the field, 3 of 4 from 3. He's made all of his free throws. 16 points. Ties for the most he's scored in any game of his collegiate career. Last year while playing for Rutgers, he had a 24-point game. A 16-point game. Those were his two high numbers, and he has 16 here in this one. If the Cougars do win today, it will be thanks in large part to a magnificent outing from the Cougars graduate senior, Mawut.
I really like how he finishes. He when you get him the ball and he's cutting, he'll go and score it. And I've been a little hard on Foose, but nice job when that play was blown up. Foose got it, dribbled, found Mawut on the cut, and really nice job there from Foose.
Kevin Young's gone to Trey Stewart for some extended minutes in this one.
I think he sees a premium on defense on that perimeter, so it's going with Trey.
Stewart, Hall, Baker, Traore, Catchings. Mahovsky pressured by Stewart near the timeline. Pass goes left corner to Jordan Ivey. Curry runs it to the rim, up and in. 3-point play counts. 10 for Curry. Foose on the foul. Cougs just cannot push the advantage here. Gets to 6 and no larger. Down to 2 now, 53-51. Jordan Ivey, Curry, double figures. Career high of 38 for Ivey Curry. Pardon me. Yeah, it does get to double figures with that. Makes the free throw, adds to it. So 11 for Jordan Ivey Curry. 1-point game, 53-52, BYU on top. Dallin Hall, top side, Catchings. Catchings gets it immediately low to Foose. Foose right at the rim with the right hand. Patiently done and squeezes it up and in. A sure two for Traore, 55-52. BYU by three, driving lay in the other way.
Wow.
Jordan Ivey Curry missed it, and it goes out of bounds off of BYU. Well, and Dallin Hall can't believe that. If that had been a last 2 minutes situation, likely review that and give it back to BYU. But now it's UCF basketball. How does Ivey Curry not make that finish?
Yeah, a huge break on the miss, but then a quizzical call. Looked like they came from behind Fusini and knocked it out.
See if the Cougs can take advantage of that blown layup from Curry. And he was all the way to the hoop, wide open. He drives and kicks. Free throw line jumper missed by Benny Williams.
Good
the
rebound.
Cougs come out of it with no damage done. 55-52, BYU by three. They can make it 5 or 6 right here. 10:36 to go in Orlando. Dallin Hall with Yegor Demin on the bench. Dallin runs a point to the right side, jumps it to Cannon. Cannon has it knocked out of his hands, tracks down near the timeline, finds Hall with a 10-second shot clock. Chance for a sequence here. Hall in possession. Dallin right wing. Step back three. Massive shot, and he missed it wide left off the window. Nils Mahovsky to forecourt left side. Mahovsky cuffs at the free throw line. Kicks out Ivey Curry, return to Mahovsky. Mahovsky dribble handoff in the right corner, Debo Coleman. Debo Coleman pulls it out to 30 feet. Now Ivey Curry around the horn, Mahovsky left side. Demon and Saunders soon to re-enter for BYU. There's Keyshawn Hall on a back down from the short corner. Bodied well by Hall. High Mahovsky. Three-pointer. Missed. Long. Offensive rebound reset. Ivy Curry, three. Good. 14 for Jordan Ivy Curry. One-point game. No, pardon me. Tie ball game. 55 all. Offensive rebound. Second chance points.
We're under 10 here. Tied game.
Cannon catching. It's on the baseline drive. Oh. Misses at the rim. Foos slapped the rebound, but to Jordan Ivy Curry. Now UCF on the run. Ivy Curry down the lane. Blocked from behind. Collision. Contact. Call, but only out of bounds is the call. Saunders and Demon back in for BYU in a whole new ball game. 55-55, 9:18 to go. Keyshawn Hall, who had 34 on Tuesday, and Lawrence has only 4 in this game. And yet, UCF right there with BYU. Catchings will have a seat, not his day. 0 for 4 after an 8 for 8 game against Baylor.
And BYU just is a team 2 for 9 in the second half. There have been several opportunities to really open
That's
up the lead.
That's from 3, you mean, right? Yeah. From 3?
Yes, from 3. And they've had some looks here when they were up 3 or 4 to go up, you know, to stretch that lead a little
yep.
bit.
Never pushed it. Hall, right corner. UCF right to left as we see it and you hear it. Jordan Ivy Curry with a 15-second shot clock. Sprints down the lane. Scoop and miss at the rim. Out of bounds off of UCF this time. It'll be BYU basketball, so no harm done there. 55-55 our score.
Two close ones for Ivy Curry, not going.
Dallin forecourt between the circles. Terminates right wing Richie Saunders. Driving kick, Mo Wood, another three. Nope, short on this one. Rebound, Knights.
Well, you like the three with Mawood, but Foose was wide open there.
Keyshawn Hall, step back three. Shot maker. Keyshawn Hall's got five. He's five from the field. Seven on the day. UCF in front, 58-55. Cougs had a six-point second-half lead. It's all gone, and the Cougs are now down three. Yegor Demon, right corner Mawood. Mawood drives into the paint, knocked out of his hands. Chases it, gives it up, turnover. Jordan Ivy Curry the other way, pulls it out left corner to the trailer. Coleman, return to Ivy Curry, three-pointer, heavy. Rebound, Traore. Outlet, Saunders. BYU down 58-55, 8:05 to go. Richie, hard to the hole, short at the rim. Tough day for Richie shooting. Hall coming the other way. Saunders is 4 for 10.
You can see Chom coming as a secondary defender. Richie didn't see him.
Hall. Little push shot from 8 feet. No. Tip no good. Rebound. Demon off a scramble. BYU still down 3, 58-55. Under 8 minute timeout coming on the whistle. Mawood driving kick. Richie, big three. He got it.
Messels.
Richie Saunders ties the game at 58.
That'd been 3 minutes. BYU hadn't scored.
Beat Richie 4 for 7 from deep now. 14. Trailing Mag 16. Trevin Nell 13, nothing after halftime. 58-58. 7:15 to play. Mahovsky, left wing Hall. Darius Johnson on the bench in foul trouble for UCF. Jordan Ivy Curry, high to Chom. Three straight away. Wide right and out of bounds. BYU basketball after this. 7:07 to go here in Orlando. 58-58. We have a 7 minute and 7 second basketball game coming your way next. We're all tied up on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Let's get you back to the Utah Eye Center's courtside seats and rejoin the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
Cougar basketball brought to you by Jones Paint and Glass, serving Utah and the Intermountain West since 1938. Visit jonespg.com to find a location near you. Mowat Mag, 3 for 5 from 3. Richie Saunders, 4 for 7 from 3. Trevin Nell, 4 for 7 from 3. Rest of their teammates are 0 for 9 from deep. But as a team, thanks to those big three, the Cougs 11 for 28 from the three-point line, 39%. The Cougs out shooting UCF from the arc, from the field. Yet it's a tie ball game at 58-58. Richie Saunders made a huge three a moment ago, Mark. And if there was going to be a guy to carry BYU to the win down the stretch, you'd expect Richie to be that guy. His 14 points are second among the Cougars and tied for third in this game. You've got Chom with 17 to pace the Knights, 16 with Mag to pace BYU, Ivy Curry and Saunders 14 apiece.
Yeah, beautiful shot, soft shot from Richie that
nestles into the hoop. And now it's about, you know, BYU's been better late in the game making plays. They got that overtime win and won on the road. And so, I mean, they've been trending in the right direction. This will be a important, obviously, 7 minutes here where you got to make plays. And Richie started it with the big three.
We come back in with 7:07 to play. Cougs on the floor with their starting group. So we see Trevin Nell return. Demon, Nell, Saunders, Mag, Kada. Kada playing with three fouls. Mag playing with three fouls. Keyshawn Hall has three for UCF. He's on the floor. Darius Johnson yet to come back on the floor. He's got four for the Knights. Yegor Demon is picked up in backcourt.
Trevin, 13 points in the first half, none here in the second. Will it be Trevin that hits a big shot?
Oh. Yegor has it knocked out of his hands at the timeline. Two on one the other way, and Ivy Curry is fouled on his way to the rim. He'll get two free throws. Just a straight giveaway. And that's turnover number 16 for BYU. If the Cougs lose today, you'll focus on one number and one number only. Turnovers and points off of turnovers. 16 giveaways have turned into 16 UCF points. BYU only 3 points off of 8 UCF turnovers. Yegor has turnover trouble today. 4 giveaways to counter his 5 assists. Free throws for Jordan Ivy Curry. Miss on the front end. Ooh, big miss and a rebound to BYU.
Ivy Curry's really helping out BYU. Good player, but he's missed a couple gimmies in that front end.
He was 3 for 3 from the free throw line before that miss. Yegor hands off to Kada at the free throw line. High to Yegor. Yegor on a find of Mag. Baseline. Hand off Kaba. Kaba a little push shot. Good! The assist to Mawut Mag. The hockey assist goes to Yegor Demon. And that's 8, pardon me, for Kaba Kada. 6 on the day. 60-58, BYU by 2. 6:20 to go. Keyshawn Hall, 3-point land left. Tension mounting here in Orlando. Jordan Ivy Curry jabs on his numerical opposite, Mawut Mag. Pass goes right wing to Coleman. Nell has Coleman. Coleman bounces to Hall outside the left junction. Down to a 4-second shot clock with 3 and with 2. Elbow jumper. Hall banks it in. He banks it in from the free throw line. 60-60. He wasn't trying to bank it. You know that. 3-pointer Richie the other way. Yes! Richie Saunders!
He didn't bank that one.
63-60. Saunders now 17 to tie game-high scoring honors. 5 triples for Saunders. We said he'd have to be the guy. He might just be. 63-60. Hall to answer from 3. Yep.
I love it. What a game. Fun.
63-63, the answer from Keyshawn Hall. Kada up top. Straight away Demon. Demon in the corner to Nell. Nell takes a body check on his baseline drive. It'll be 1-1. The fouls are now even up. Took BYU a while to get to the bonus. They were trending to get there early. It's been 7 minutes without a UCF foul. And now it's 63-all. Trevin Nell shoots a big front end. UCF missed a big front end a moment ago. Keyshawn Hall with his second three of the second half. He's got 10. apiece. 5:16 to go. Nell, 1-1. Makes the first. BYU back in front. Cougs made their last three from the field. Dior Johnson, not Darius Johnson, checking in for Johnny Dawkins. Darius did just check in ahead of him. So now Johnson, Darius, that is playing with 4 fouls. Trevin makes the second. 2 for 2. Big free throws. BYU by 2, 65-63. So Darius and Dior Johnson in the game. Darius playing with 4. Will take it into forecourt right side. Darius runs it down the lane. Stops at 8 feet. Passes out of it to Dior Johnson. 3. In and out. Rebound Yegor. Yegor into forecourt left side. And that's turnover number 5 for Demon. Whips a pass past Mawut Mag on the baseline. Another BYU giveaway with a lead, 65-63.
It's so hard to get a possession, and you just can't throw it away. That's 2 turnovers. And Yegor's struggled late in games with kind of careless turnovers out there, and so he'll sit down a little more sure-handed.
17 BYU turnovers, more than twice as many as UCF today. That will be the killer number if the Cougars can't find a way, but they're finding a way right now. To lead by two, 65-63 free throws. Foul out front, 1-1 for UCF. Trevin Nell on a rake. And 4:46 to go. UCF can tie the game at the free throw line. BYU gives it away on one end, and UCF gets freebies at the other. Yegor Demon, 5 turnovers to go with his 5 assists. No points for Demon. No points for catchings. They combined for 38 against Baylor on Tuesday. Freshman, I guess.
Yeah.
As Darius Johnson makes the free throw. He's now at 13, 3-for-3 at the free throw line.
Well, BYU officially led at the 5-minute mark. They've had good history.
The Cougs have a tremendous win run going when leading with 5 minutes to play. 42 consecutive wins when leading at the 5-minute mark. 65-65, 4:45 to play. Johnson makes them both. He's got 14. Dallin Hall bounces to Kaba Keita. Kaba just inside the three-point line straight away. Now to Hall, 35 feet away, right side, right corner, Mawut. Bangs into Hall. Reverse lay-in, no. And the rebound, UCF. There was contact there from Hall. It would have been his fourth. They didn't call it.
UCF getting all the whistles and a lot of contact there. No whistle.
Darius Johnson around Mag. Contact at the hoop. What do we have? Out of bounds off of Darius Johnson. So it comes the other way and contact, no call there. So you take it either way, I guess. 65-65, 4 minutes 18 seconds to play here in Orlando. Dramatic finish in store here at Edition Financial Arena. Trevin Nell will sit.
Coach Young.
Checking in for BYU. Yegor Demon again. So Demon, Hall, Mag, Saunders, Keita.
Young had a long conversation when he took Yegor out. Puts him right back in, showing confidence in the youngster.
Dallin Hall, left side. Dallin Hall, top side to Yegor. Touch pass, Richie. Pull, fire, score for three. Richie Saunders knocks it down. Another big three. How about 6 for Saunders? 6 for 9 from the three-point line. Can the Cougs get a stop at the other end with 3:50 to go? 68-65. Saunders, 20. Keyshawn Hall into the lane. Whistle on the hit. And is it 1-1 or 2? That's going to be 2 either way because it's foul number 10. So, 2 free throws. UCF can score answering the Saunders 3. Saunders making big shot after big shot, but UCF scoring every time down the floor to answer. Can they do it again after this? 3:47 to go. It is BYU 68, UCF 65. 2 free throws for the Knights when we come back. 3:47 to go in Orlando on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Your home for BYU basketball is the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
This is BYU Radio on KBYU FM HD2 Provo. You are listening to BYU Basketball on BYU Radio.
BYU, which trailed by 2 at halftime, 40-38, leads with 3:47 to go in this game, 68-65. BYU coming in 2 today. It only trailed at half twice this year. 0-2 trailing at the break. I think I said 0-6 earlier by mistake. 0-2 when trailing at the break. 14-4 when leading at halftime. The Cougs were down just the 2. Richie Saunders has his 6th game this season with 20 or more. 5th in league. His 8th career game of 20 points plus. He has 20 on the number as we come back in. UCF shooting 2 free throws. Keyshawn Hall, who has not missed at the line today, 2-for-2, 82% on the year. He's 24-for-26 on the season at the free throw line. Makes there. And that was only foul 9, so it was a 1-and-1. And makes it to make it moot. It'll be 2 free throws the rest of the way. Makes it a 2-point game. This to make it a 1-point contest. Keyshawn Hall with 11. And goes 2-for-2. He's all but automatic. He's got a dozen. 10 coming after halftime. Didn't play much in the first half. Sitting most of the half with 3 fouls. 68-67, BYU in front by 1. Neither team's led by more than 7. That was UCF. BYU's had a couple of six-point leads. Richie Saunders driving the first lay-in, and he scores it. Richie now with 22. He spotted an opening, but as Chaum collapsed, Richie had to go to the other side of the rim and spins off the window with the English for the 70-67 lead. Can the Cougs get a stop at the other end now? UCF answering every time Richie scores.
I love that Chaum just shakes his head. One of the best shot blockers has got schooled.
Keyshawn Hall hesitation, drives to the rim, and scores another answer. BYU just cannot stop Keyshawn Hall right now, nor get a stop after making. 70-69, BYU by one. 3:02 to play. Dallin Hall starts it with Kata inside the three-point line almost straight away. Kata bounces twice, gives Hall for the 10-second shot clock. 2:50 on the game clock. BYU 70, UCF 69. Hall left wing, Yegor, three. Good from the left side. Yegor Demon, deep triple. The Cougs have their 14th three of the day. That's a four-point lead. Keyshawn Hall, a little out of control, gets right to the rim. Finger rolls and answers again. Unbelievable. 73-71, BYU by two. Every time BYU scores, UCF scores right back at them. But BYU's had the favorable exchange on the threes. Richie will drive it outside the right elbow, pull it to the right wing. 2:10 on the game clock. Cougs by two, a 10-second shot clock for Yegor. Demon finds Saunders, three-point land left, guarded by Darius Johnson. Corner three, Mawut, short, rebound, Kata. Kata sticks it back. Offensive rebound, second chance points for Kata and BYU.
The first two of the game right there. How big was that from Kata?
Bigger still would be a defensive stop, and it is a turnover by UCF in forecourt. Falling to the floor, Darius Johnson. Is that the open door the Cougs need? 75-71, BYU by four, and the ball on the UCF turnover.
Well, that's Kata again as he's out there hedging, and everybody expected a foul. No, none came.
Biggest possession of the day right here, right now. 1:40 to go. Dallin Hall pounds it into forecourt to Richie, left side. 20-second shot clock, 1:35 game clock. BYU by 4, 75-71. Maybe a back-breaking three away here in Orlando. Drive and kick Hall. Mawut's going to drive it instead. Little 10-footer. Got it! Mawut mag! 18 for Mawut. 77-71. Timeout, Johnny Dawkins. And UCF, Mawut Mag claps his hands and comes to the huddle, fired up. Second most points he's ever scored in a collegiate basketball game. 18 for Mag, 77-71. Cougs lead it by six. What can we say but magnificent?
Yeah, this will be the Mawut game for me. And he's just been terrific, and what a big shot. He's really good at I don't know that I've seen him really shoot that shot before this season. He was denied getting to the rim. He pulls up for a little 10-foot fadeaway and knocked it down.
How about the fact that preceding the mag jumper from the free throw line, Yegor Demon, who was scoreless on the day, knocks down the deep three for BYU.
They almost dared him to shoot it. He was not covered, and he said, I'll take that dare, and knocked it down. How about him stepping up? Hadn't scored all night. He's had troubles, but he hits one of the biggest shots of the night.
And these two very good offensive teams are just going punch and counterpunch here. BYU's made five of its last six, and UCF four of its last five. 77-71, the Cougs, a six-point lead, 1:20 to go. A stop here, and the ball. You can get it under a minute to go with a six-point lead. Chaum hands off Johnson. Where's Keyshawn Hall? He's on the right side. Darius Johnson's going to drive to the rim. The whistle out front. It'll be 1-1. He made the shot, but the foul was called before he went into his shooting motion. Picking up the foul is Trey Stewart. Darius Johnson, who's not missed a free throw today, may be due for a miss on a 2-for-2 here. He's got a 78% free throw make rate on the year. He has 14 on the day, does Darius Johnson. Playing with four fouls and four turnovers and a make there. He's perfect. 5-for-5 at the line. Down to a five-point game, 77-72. BYU will have a lead of two possessions and the ball probably under a minute. It's 1:12 to go here. The lead is five. This for a four-point game. Rattles home.
Because
six for six, perfect day at the line for Johnson, 16 points.
Because he made those, I think they'll just play out this possession and try and get a stop rather than foul.
They will press in backcourt. Trevin Nell can run the end line. Steps to his left. Count at three. Count at four. Into Hall. Splits defenders. Beats pressure to full court. Dallin. Cut off on the right wing. And what do they call timeout? BYU calls timeout. One left for BYU. One left for UCF. 30-second break. We'll keep it right here. Kevin Young will drop his play with a 106 game clock and a 23-second shot clock.
It's a good play by Dallin Hall because they look like they might have trouble getting it in. He breaks free and then splits a double team, gets it into forecourt to call a timeout. A lot of pressure there that he withstood well.
Tuesday night against Baylor at home was BYU's first close game closeout win. They have a chance to make it back-to-back tight game closeouts here in Orlando. And it is here on this floor that BYU picked up its first ever Big 12 victory last year after an 0-2 start in league. This would put BYU two games clear of 500 in the Big 12 at 6-4.
That was a similar game, very tight, really hard fought down to the end. And BYU's a little bit walking the line here. I mean, they want to use some clock, but if they have a tendency to wait too late and then not get anything. So I think you kind of attack right off and try and get a bucket because that would be the best possible thing, obviously.
Yegor Demon is the trigger man right in front of us. Into Mawut Mag. Mawut returns to Yegor. 20-second shot clock, 1 minute game clock. It may take just one big make for BYU. Cater, right wing Mag. Mag, straight away Dallin. 8 second shot clock, 51 on the game. Dallin will drive it right to the rim. Hand off Cater. Cater fouled on his way up. Two free throws for Kaba Cater with 46.7 to go. Dallin took it all the way to the rim. Backhand dropped it off for Kaba. Was ever a time to Kaba to find his stroke? Now is that time. Kaba to the line in a 4-point game, 77-73.
He's had a nice game. I wouldn't be surprised if he makes these. At the very least, you used up an entire shot clock there.
Dawson Baker was ice cold in the clutch on Tuesday. Kaba, free throw, good. 5-point lead, 78-73. Attaboy, Kaba. Kaba Kata makes the first of two. Put the Cougs on top five. 46.7 to go. Second for Kaba. Bounce, bend, shot, score! Two for two. That's a 42% free throw shooter, making them both at crunch time. 79-73. Jordan Ivy Curry racing it right to the rim. Hands off Chom, bobbled out of bounds. It's off of BYU. They can look at this, and they will.
That's what I saw, that it was off BYU, but
okay.
They'll probably look at it.
Well, Kevin Young is calling for a review. He's not getting much of a bite on this yet. They may take a look at this. No, they will not. The officials say we got it on the floor. 41.2 to go. 79-73. Ivy Curry for three. In and out. Rebound, Mawut Mag. 35 seconds to go. And a full shot. UCF will probably have to foul, and they do. Dallin Hall. The Cougs are starting to close the door here in Orlando. Some of the UCF fans get up from their seats and say, we're going to beat traffic. 33.1 on the clock, 79-73, and listen to the BYU fans.
If he gets his first one, it's going to be tough for the Knights.
33.1, 79-73, and it is a 1-1 and a make by Dallin Hall. It'll be two free throws the rest of the way. Kaba goes 2 for 2. Dallin makes the first. All importantly, a three-possession game now at 80-73. The Cougs are at their scoring average essentially for the year. A miss stays 7, 80-73. 30 seconds to go. Keyshawn Hall races down the lane. Mawut stays with him. Kaba blocks him, and a foul!
No way is that a foul. That's a terrible call. If it's on Kaba.
It's on Kaba. He measured him and swatted him, and the whistle comes late. The shot clock will be off. It'll be a free throw contest like the rest of the way.
I mean, Kaba was teeing that one up, but it looked like he got all ball. Maybe he comes down on the hand. I don't know.
So Hall on the free throw miss. His first point of the night, by the way, came on the free throw make as Keyshawn Hall converts at the line. He's 5 for 5, 17 points, 15 coming after halftime. Yegor in, Stewart out. So 80-74, back to a two-possession game. It's going to come down to make your free throws now. Dawson Baker is on the floor. 80-74 is our score. Just to make it a 5-point game, 26.4 on the clock. Hall for the second of two at the stripe.
We've seen some crazy finishes in this league, so it's certainly not over. You take care of it. Don't turn it over. Make your free throws. It is over.
Second for Hall. So Keyshawn makes two, where Dallin went one for one. A pair of Halls shooting free throws. And timeout, UCF or BYU, who called this one? Yet to see who called it. We'll stay right here with it, either way.
Well, that was a gimme 2 points there, as I thought Kaba had a clean block and would have been out of bounds, UCF, but they get 2 points with the clock
stopped. UCF called the timeout. They're out of timeouts. BYU, one timeout remaining, both teams huddling. So it is a two-possession game. BYU will have to miss free throws to keep UCF in this game. 80 to 75 is our score. BYU in front by five.
Obviously, UCF wants a turnover on the inbound pass, so you got to know that you have one timeout, and they're talking about that because if you don't have it in inbounds, clear inbounds, call that timeout. Make sure you get it inbounds.
BYU Chief of Staff, Doug Stewart in front of us, making sure the Cougs have their one timeout remaining. Congratulations to Doug, who tonight will be inducted into the South Jersey Basketball Hall of Fame tonight. Doug's been around the world of basketball. And
he's well known up in that northeastern New England area, man. And Rhode Island, he certainly has history there with his wife.
All right, 26.4 on the clock. BYU 80, UCF 75. In a lot of ways, just the game we thought we'd have. Neither team led by more than seven. BYU lead led by seven a moment ago. UCF's large lead was seven late in the first half.
The important guy here might be Mawut Magg, as he'll be a release valve if they can't get it in.
Richie Saunders on the end line. Into Hall. Doubled. Ooh. And fouled. And so Dallin has to go back to the free throw line. He was one for two a moment ago. His free throw number is actually good on limited looks this year. It's much better than it was the last couple of years, so kudos to Dallin for pumping up his free throw percentage. Dallin, before the day, 20 for 25 at the free throw line, now 21 for 27. He goes to the line for two. Both teams shoot two the rest of the way, and this to make it a two-possession, or rather, he can make it a three-possession game if he makes them both.
Two free throws is probably a win. One is a guarantee of overtime.
25.2, BYU 80, UCF 75. Hall for the first of two. Missed it. It's going to stay a two-possession game. Cougs on the floor with Hall, Saunders, Stewart, Mag, and Kada. Even with a miss, you could still find a rebound. Second, heavy, rebound UCF, 0 for 2. Keyshawn Hall races into full court with 20 seconds. Cougs can get a stop here. Blocked by Kaba.
Oh, foul that time.
And Mag collects the rebound, and he gets fouled immediately. Kaba, Kada.
What a night for him.
With a swat, and there was no whistle coming. That was well-timed and well-done. The slap off the window of Keyshawn Hall, and now Mawut Mag gets a chance to maybe ice this game at the line. 17.1 to go. BYU by five. The BYU fans in the stands making themselves heard here in Orlando.
It would be fitting if Kaba and Mawut seal the deal here because they have been phenomenal in this game.
Mawut with 18. Got it. He's only had one 20-point game in his collegiate career, 24 for Rutgers against Iowa last year, part of a 24-10 double-double.
Got five assists in this game as well, doing it all, played great defense.
Mawut for the second to make it a three-possession game.
And
no, it falls off. 81-75.
Still a chance.
14 seconds to go. Darius Johnson blocked again by Kaba. Into the hands of Saunders. 10 seconds to go. The lead to Hall. He's going to bounce this thing to the corner and dribble this one out. And what a win for BYU on the road in Orlando. Kaba Kada with the exclamation point. Two blocks on UCF's final two possessions of the day.
And Chom didn't take too kindly to that, but man, there's when you can block a shot like that, you can't talk to that guy because that's a big play from Kada.
He's trying to win the game.
I love it. He was terrific. Richie was unbelievable in that second half.
Wow. Trevin Nell kept BYU in this game in the first. Really nice job. A lot of guys.
So BYU, which was averaging 81 points per game this season, scores 81 and wins it by a score of 81-75 here in Orlando. Post-game recap is coming up next on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Let's get you back to the Utah Eye Center's courtside seats and rejoin the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
BYU 81 and UCF 75 is our final score. Mark, the place where BYU got its first ever Big 12 win and first ever Big 12 away win is good to the Cougs again. What a win here in Orlando.
Well, it's a Q1 win, and it's a team that you're kind of battling for in position in the conference, and it's a team that you're kind of battling for, at least right now, for a tournament spot, NCAA tournament spot. So really nice job. And the thing that's most exciting, Greg, is they seem to turn the corner on finding ways to win games in tight games on the road late. And that's basically three in a row where it's road or tight games and finding a way to win it. So that's good for the confidence. But, yeah, a great team win. Played really, really well in that second half. That was really nice.
And the list of guys who played really well is long for BYU. And Mawut Mag, truly a standout today. 19 points, 3 rebounds, and 5 assists for Mawut. His best BYU day by far. Kaba Kata, 10-7 points and rebounds. Richie led BYU with 22. Trevin Nell had 15 with 13 coming in the first half when it was a little bit hit and miss offensively for the Cougs. Let's get to our New Skin Data Discovery brought to you by New Skin, your innovative beauty and wellness company that helps you look, feel, and live better. Mark, what do you see in the box score that jumps out to you for a New Skin Data Discovery?
Well, I said that BYU had to get, 16 second chance points. They were at zero for a long time, but they got two.
The two they got were pretty big.
So big. Kaba Kata goes up and hits a tough little putback. So that two turned out to be the game winner, in my view. I thought Kaba was just fantastic, and that was one of the biggest plays of the night.
After three straight games at 50% or better from the field, Cougs did not get there, but 48%. Means the Cougs outshoot the Knights 48-37% from the three-point line. Very good. 44%, 14 of 32, 44-31% there. And the Cougs took 19 free throws, made 11, outshot from the line. But UCF's 21-25 from the stripe were not deal breakers on this night. Cougs out rebound UCF 40-34, 22 assists on 28 makes for BYU. Great basketball. 22 assists to counterbalance the 17 turnovers. The turnovers were not a killer on this night. Points off a turnovers went to UCF at plus 10, 18-8, but BYU shoots its way to a big road win. 81-75, Cougs over the Knights. Much more coming up from Orlando. Coming up next, tipping off Big O Tires Cougar postgame live will be Ben Bagley. Ben is next on the New Skin BYU Sports Network.
This is Cougar Postgame Live on the New Skin, BYU Sports Network. Cougar Postgame Live is brought to you by Big O Tires. Stop by your locally owned and operated Big O Tires, the team you trust. Cougar Postgame Live is also brought to you by Delta, official airline of the BYU men's basketball team. Here's your host, Ben Bagley.
And welcome into Cougar Post Game Live, presented by Big O Tires. Stop by your locally owned and operated Big O Tires, the team you trust. BYU gets a 81-75 win at UCF. Richie Saunders leads the Cougars with 22, but Mawut Mag had himself a game, dropping 19 points on 6 of 10 shooting, coupling that with 5 assists. Mr. Mag, have yourself a night, and he did, helping lead the Cougars to the 6-point win at UCF. The win is BYU's second quad one win of the season, improving that March resume. BYU now 2-3 in quad one games. A look at what's an interesting weekend or an interesting Saturday in the Big 12. Kansas State goes into Ames, Iowa, and ruins the weekend for the third-ranked Cyclones. The Wildcats get a 19-point blowout win over Iowa State. Doug McDaniel leads the way for K-State with 20 points and 5 assists in the win. K-State goes 10-for-20 from 3 in the win. Arizona also gets a road win in Hoop, the Hoops version of the Territorial Cup, as they beat Arizona State 81-72. Caleb Love scores 27, hitting 5 of 9 from 3. The Wildcats move to a very impressive 9-1 in Big 12 play. 20 points from Bryce Thompson and 17 from Marcellus Avery gives Oklahoma State an 81-72 victory over Utah, and another upset just going final. The Baylor Bears, 81. The 11th-ranked Kansas Jayhawks, 70. In Waco, the Bears take care of business, having a big second half, outscoring the Jayhawks. Sit down. Wait for it. Outscoring the Jayhawks 60-30 in the second half. The Baylor Bears get the win. Robert Wright III leads the Bears with 24 points. Five Baylor Bears scoring double figures. Wow, 60-30 in the second half. Baylor over Kansas. Games underway right now in the Big 12. Just one. Sixth-ranked Houston at home. They trail 22nd-ranked Texas Tech. 19-15, Texas Tech with the lead. That game, 12 minutes left, still in the first half. Tomorrow, West Virginia will be at Cincinnati and Colorado at TCU. Taking a look at the top 25 scoreboard. Before we do so, let's get to the top 25 scoreboard. In the SEC, two big upsets. One of them wasn't top-ranked Auburn, as the Tigers go on the road and get a 10-point win, 92-82 at 23rd-ranked Ole Miss. 20th-ranked Mizzou gets a road upset over 14th-ranked Mississippi State, 88-61. 8th-ranked Tennessee uses home court to its advantage in a 64-44 low-scoring 20-point blowout of 5th-ranked Florida. Yeah. 44 points is all the 5th-ranked Florida Gators could put up on the board tonight. 15th-ranked St. John sneaks out a 2-point win at home over Providence, 68-66. 17th-ranked Wisconsin gets a 6-point road win at Northwestern, 75-69. A couple other finals to look at in the top 25. Alabama holds serve at home, getting a 90-69 victory over Georgia. The 4th-ranked Crimson Tide moved to 8-1 in SEC play. Other games in action in the top 25 and worth taking a look at. 7th-ranked Michigan State, under a minute left in that game, and they trail USC 66-61. 39 seconds clock just changed left in that game. Trojans with a 5-point lead on the Spartans. That'll about wrap it for the top 25 scoreboard. But fans, remember, when the Cougars win, which they did today, you win. Papa John's Pizza. Use the promo code BYU50 on the app or at papajohns.com Monday and receive 50% off pizza. This offer is good at any Utah location Monday only. After the break, we'll send you back to the Utah Eye Center's courtside seats at the Additional Financial Arena for more Cougar Post Game Live with Greg and Mark. We'll get you out there in just a moment. You'll hear from Mag, who had himself a game with Greg and Mark. He's sitting courtside getting ready to go with an interview there. A couple other top 25 scores I can give you is Providence over St. John's 68, or St. John's over Providence, 68-66. And Oklahoma, they upset Vanderbilt. 24th-ranked Vanderbilt goes down to Oklahoma and gets a loss, 97-67. Georgia Tech, 77. 21st-ranked Louisville falls to 70, so there's an upset there. Nice upset day in the top 25 as we take a look at that scoreboard. Get you back to to Orlando with Mark and Greg coming up. BYU with the win over UCF, 81-75. Told you some of the top scores. We'll hear from Mag. He had 19. We'll hear from him in just a moment. Also, Richie Saunders, 22. Cougars had two other players in double digits. Trevin Nell at 15, going 4-for-7 from three. Trevin Nell had some very key shots in the game. 3-for-3 from the free throw line from Trevin there. And Cabe Akeda had a nice game. 4-of-6 from the field. 10 points, 7 rebounds by Cabe. He had a really nice game. In the middle of the floor, Fusini Traore, he had 9 points in the win. Other scores to look at, Yegor Demon, kind of a rough game for him. Only 3 points on 1-of-3 shooting. The nice thing about that, though, is he did have 6 assists. He had more assists than turnovers, which not necessarily is a great thing. He had 6 assists to 5 turnovers, but he got better after the half, and that's what you wanted to see from the young guy. The adjustments made at the half got a little bit better. The one shot was a 3-pointer, so that's a good thing to see from Yegor. On better thing to see from the team is Yegor having a tough night. Kenan Catching's not a great night from him, 0-for-4 from the field. These are two guys that turned the corner. We've seen some greatness out of them in the first the last couple of games. They struggled tonight. BYU still finds a way to get the 6-point win and a quad one victory in Orlando against UCF. Things to be aware of. BYU 12 points off the bench and 28 points in the paint. Cabe Akeda coming up with 10 of those. He was, like I said, he was pretty fantastic. 8 points off turnovers for the Cougars. After turning UCF over 10 times. So some stats. Greg and Mark will break it down. They'll have more interviews with Coach Young as well as Mag after the break. You'll hear from them in Orlando. BYU with an 81-75 win over UCF. And you heard it right here on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Here's Greg Wrubell with more Big O' Tires Cougar Post Game Live on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
4-game Big 12 win streak for the BYU Cougars. 81-75 today's final here in Orlando, BYU over at UCF. Mawut Mag is with us. Let's get to our postgame honorees, and they feature Mawut Mag. In fact, he is our Waystar Star of the Game, brought to you by Waystar. Simplifying healthcare payments. Learn more at waystar.com. Mawut Mag, BYU career high for him, 19 points to go along with 3 rebounds, 5 assists, a steal. He was a plus 10 in almost 28 minutes, 6-for-10 from the field, 3-for-6 from deep, made 4 of his 5 free throws. Mawut Mag is the Waystar Star of the Game. Now for our Palmer's Metal Mart Steel Man of the Game, brought to you by Palmer's Metal Mart, the source for metal roofing and siding. When you buy from Palmer's Metal Mart, you buy from the manufacturer direct and you save money. And for the Steel Man of the Game, Cabe Akeda, double figures, 10 points to go along with 7 rebounds. An assist, a steal, and 2 block shots. I think those are the ones he's credited for in the final 2 possessions of the game, I think, for UCF. Cabe Akeda is the Steel Man of the Game. All right, Mawut Mag joining us courtside. Mighty Mo, congrats on the win today.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Wow. Did you get a sense at any point today it was going to be your day?
Not at all, but I just want to first and foremost give credit to my teammates and coaches. You know, they did a phenomenal job of, you know, just helping me get to my spots and everything. So without them, I wouldn't be here. And I knew it was going to be a dogfight. Every game in the Big 12 is going to be a dogfight. And I'm just glad we came out and got a W.
Well, you did amazing tonight. Congratulations, by the way, on a win. And your offense was terrific. But what I love about you is how well you play defense. And you get the tough assignments. And I love that. And this was a tough assignment. Keyshawn Hall, and I know you had the primary defensive assignment on him, but talk about the strategy defensively coming in and what you were assigned to do.
You know, Keyshawn, you know, he's a phenomenal player, you know, leading scorer in the Big 12, so, you know, I knew it was going to be a task at first, you know, so I just want to give credit, you know, I just try to do my best. You know, guys with him, he decided to just make things difficult, you know, just kind of have to shut him down. We're very fortunate, you know, that he had foul trouble in the beginning in the first half, but he got going in the second half. But credit to my teammates and coaches that, you know, we had a game plan and we just executed it, and we're just tough. You know, Coach challenged us in the, during halftime to, you know, respond with toughness, and I feel like we did that in the first 5 minutes and got the W.
In the plus-minus category, Cabe Akeda led everybody at a plus 17 today. He played inspired basketball. He was outstanding.
Now, Cabe, man, without him, like, he does little things, you know. When you go to the Bosco, you think he did little, but he does his presence, you know, as late down the stretch, you know, the 2 blocks he had and just the rebounding and the 2 free throws, too, he made in down the stretch, you know, phenomenal player. So, you know, credit to him, and I'm glad that he had a great game.
All right, Mawut Mag is with us. We'll take a break, a short break, come back and have some closing comments with Mawut Mag, part of BYU's 81-75 win at UCF. Back-to-back away wins as well in the Big 12, too, building on what happened in Boulder and picking up another quad one win. Big one, big win for the Cougs. More with Mawut is coming up next on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Here's Greg Wrubell with more Big O' Tires Cougar Post Game Live on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Final score from Orlando, BYU 81, UCF BYU 81, UCF 75. That is our final score. Mawut Magg joining us courtside. Kevin Young is coming up in just a matter of moments, so a last couple minutes here with Mawut. Mawut at 19 points, second all-time in his collegiate career at 24 for Rutgers last year. Mawut, quickly, back-to-back, close game, closeout wins. How important is that for this team to win these tight games like you have?
Very, very important, you know. I even told the guys, too, you know, at the beginning we had a little rough start in the beginning, but I've always told them, like, it's not about how you start, it's about how you finish. So I feel like it just showed that we had toughness and we were connected and we just executed the game plan. And we just had belief, too, you know, making it, knocking down free throws, down the hall, cable. So, like, I feel like we just had toughness and I'm just happy. And I feel like you just got to keep stacking days and just keep, you know, keep stacking them, you know. And anything's possible, you got to just put your mind to it.
What, you were 3 for 6 from three. Your team, the team was 14 of 32. That's 44%. That's really good, and it's not unusual. I mean, this team the last 4 or 5 games has been up there. You know, I know you guys want to shoot a three, but what are you guys doing maybe to get better looks at three so the percentages? What does this team have to do to get good looks?
We just have a lot of selfless players, you know. Everybody plays together, and I feel like we just we penetrate to the rim, and we just do paint it great. So we try to, you know, draw another defender and spray out. I feel like we have great shooters, Trevor Hall, Richie. The whole team, everybody can shoot. I feel like we just played very selfless basketball and we just share the game and we just let the game come to us.
All right, 4 straight Big 12 wins. That's a nice little win streak you have going for you.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I'm just happy, and I told the guys too in the locker room, don't be too high, don't be too low, you know. Just keep being posed and just, you know, we're supposed to win. So, and it's good to embrace it, but now it's time to, you know, move on and now get ready for Arizona on Tuesday and win that one.
Tuesday back at the Marriott Center. Mawut, we'll see you then. Thanks for today. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
All right, that's Mawut Magg. Head coach Kevin Young coming up next here on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Time to hear from BYU head coach Kevin Young. This is the BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show. BYU Creamery, serving sweet memories for 75 years. The Cougar Postgame Coaches Show is also brought to you by Ryan Valuation, formerly Econ Partners, a national leader in business valuation. Learn more at ryanvaluation.com. Let's rejoin the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
BYU Cougars hit the halfway pole in their Big 12 campaign. 10 games in, 6-4, 2 games above 500, 4 games in a row have been won. The latest today, 81-75 at UCF. BYU head coach Kevin Young now joining us on the BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show. Coach, congrats. Every win in the Big 12 is great. Road wins are even better. Quad one wins, also great. And a closeout, a tight game closeout again. You do it again with your guys. Well done.
Yeah, and I always felt good to get that one. You know, and this is a great environment. My first time being here, it's really impressive down here. And they got a good team. Coach Dawkins does a great job, and we knew it was going to be a challenge. And just proud of the way our guys came out of this, the locker room at halftime. I thought our response was really, really good.
Neither team led by more than 7, so it was close throughout.
Yep, it was. You know, and we knew this was going to be a really challenging game. I mean, they're a high-powered offense with very dynamic guards and even like Keyshawn Hall, man, he's a really impressive player. Getting him in foul trouble obviously was huge, but you know, he's a hard guy to stop. You know, he leads the conference in scoring for a reason. You know, Johnson's a handful, so you know, we definitely had our hands full, but we made just enough plays to get it done.
A lot of great moments in this game, Coach. One of my favorites was you know, Yegor was having a tough night and he turned it over a couple times. You took him out of the game, but I saw you talking to him for quite a while, and then you put him right back in, showing confidence in the kid, and he hits a big three, one of the biggest shots of the game. What were you telling Yegor, and what were you telling him?
Yeah, no, just trying to get him to stay poised, you know. Thought he did a much better job in the second half of ball security. That's basically what we talked about at halftime, and, you know, he kind of got sped up there a little bit, so just try to get him to calm down, take a deep breath. Told him I was going to put him right back in, and said I knew he would help us close it out.
You're starting 4 and 5, combined for 29 points and 10 rebounds. Mawut Magg at 19. Kaba, 10 and 7. Couple huge blocks at the end to close this thing out. He ends up plus 17 on the night. I thought those two were tremendous for you.
They were, yeah, outstanding. I mean, just the toughness. I mean, Mawut was tremendous on both ends of the court. You know, Kaba, I mean, he's just spectacular athletically. I mean, those blocks were just jaw-dropping. And more importantly, he hit two humongous free throws there at the end of the game, which was really proud of him. But and had some drop-offs there late. You know, he's really, I think, gaining a lot of confidence in his ability, and is really good to see.
BYU Creamery ice cream delivered right to your door. Order today at creamery.byu.edu, serving sweet memories for 75 years. It is the BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show. And closing comments with the coach, Kevin Young, are coming up next from Orlando here on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Stay with us.
You're listening to the BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Now, back to the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
All right, back in the Mountain Time Zone. It was a Saturday matinee, but night falling here in Orlando. This is the BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show. Final segment with head coach Kevin Young. His Cougars defeat UCF 81-75. BYU now 15-6, 6-4 in league, four straight wins. Time for the Ryan Valuation Valuable Stat of the Game. BYU's accounting program nationally ranked, so it's no surprise. One of the nation's top business valuation firms is run by diehard BYU fans. Need a valuation for your business? Go to RyanValuation.com. Certainly the turnover number was a big part of today's win. 12 in the first half to control better care of the ball in the second half, only five turnovers. That was big, coach. But we mentioned in the post game the assist number, 22 helpers on 28 makes. That's a tremendous assist rate, and showed how well you were running your stuff today.
Yeah, I mean, we did a really good job of moving the ball. You know, the turnovers were just killing us in the first half, and got that under control in the second. That allowed us to be a little bit more efficient. But I mean, that's been a story of the season. You know, when we can control our turnovers, you know, I think we're one of the best offensive teams in the country. So we got to continue to improve there, but happy with, you know, addressing it at halftime and the guys taking it to heart as we moved into the second half.
Mark Durant brought it up during the game. You hit the 5 minute to go mark and you had the lead. That now makes it 43 consecutive wins for BYU and leading with 5 minutes to go in regulation. It's a closeout win for you, which is great. Tight game closeout. First, and you don't trail very often at halftime. In fact, it's only the third time all year you've trailed at the break, but it's your first win when trailing at halftime this year.
Yeah, no, I think somebody made a big play right before half. I forget who it was, but gave us a little bit of momentum. And, you know, we were able to, you know, kind of right some of those wrongs. But, you know, yeah, we've been a good first half team. And then to be able to, as you said, close one out on the road, you know, is something that we can build on for sure.
Coach, turnovers were a problem to start this game. Really aggressive double out near half court on that high screen that seemed to cause you trouble. And you mentioned you made adjustments. You talked to the guys about it. But what do you do about a team that's attacking like that? What's the answer to that?
Ball security, number one. Getting off the ball faster, number two. We tried to get into some different offensive schemes to alleviate some of that pressure. But, you know, credit to their coaching staff. I mean, that a lot of their games leading up to this were a lot more, you know, drop coverage in a pick and roll, and they came out and, you know, really – you know, punched us in the mouth with how aggressive they were. So that kind of put us on our heels. But once we settled into the game, I thought we kind of figured it out, you know, to the tune of 14 made threes.
You mentioned the crowd, good environment here, and good BYU representation as well. And there were a few members of the Young family in the stands here today.
Yeah, it was great. My brother Aaron and his wife Megan and their three girls drove down from Atlanta. So great to see them, both BYU grads. So cool to have them in the building. And they were part of a great BYU contingency who I just heard screaming over there, BYU chants out in the tunnel.
Did you know before you came here how well BYU traveled? I mean, there's a lot of people here, and that's everywhere we go.
Yeah, I mean, I was aware that, you know, there's a lot of support in a lot of cities because a lot of, you know, people, you know, in the church live all over the country, obviously, but it's definitely surpassed my expectations, and it's great looking up into the stands and seeing a lot of the BYU blue.
Nice to meet your family at the hotel as well. That was cool.
My nieces wanted to beat you in cornhole. So
we never got a chance for the cross-family challenge. It'll come. It'll come at some point. I had to be content with beating Tyson and Mark.
Oh, okay.
All right. All right. Tuesday night, Coach, Arizona, your place. They went to Tempe and got a nice win today.
Yeah. Again, another well-coached team. Tommy Lloyd's one of the few guys who I've had a little bit of a relationship with. Respect him a lot. He's been at it for a long time and does a great job. So, I've actually watched them play a lot. I feel like they've played a lot of the teams who we've prepared for, so I've seen a lot of them. It'll be a good game. It'll be a great atmosphere, and it'll be another opportunity for us to go out and continue to build on what we've been doing.
And as usual, we look around the league, and we see K-State go to Ames and beat Iowa State handily. We see Baylor have a second half of the ages and beat Kansas. You just don't know game to game, week to week in this league. It's a tremendous basketball league.
It is, you know, and so many teams have so much talent, and it's just so hard to win in this league. So, you know, any given night, anybody can beat anyone. To your point, it gets proven every single time there's Big 12 games. So happy we were on the winning side tonight, and looking forward to starting to prepare for Arizona.
Outstanding win today, and Coach, we'll see you on the plane. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
All right, that's going to do it. That is Head Coach Kevin Young and the BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show. Our appreciation goes out to the crew back at BYU Radio for getting us and keeping us on the air today. That's our coordinating producer, Terry South, our control board operators and editors Seth Larson, Ethan Arkell, and Kaylee Radford. Our studio host today was Ben Bagley, BYU Radio Engineering, coordinated by Barry Squires. Appreciation goes out to Tyson Jecks, BYU Basketball Communications Director, for helping us out, as he does. Kevin Young, pregame and postgame. Mawut Mag on the postgame. Mark Daniels, UCF radio announcer, was part of our pregame show as well. That just leaves the guys on the headsets. And, Mark, this was last year. Coming into Orlando, we saw BYU get its first ever Big 12 win, and the Cougs just keep on winning against UCF, and today's win feels pretty big. You win four in a row in league, that can really help you shoot up the league standings, and there the Cougs are at two games over 500 at the halfway mark.
Yeah, I'm really having fun. I mean, it's always great to win, but these games have been terrific, and BYU's playing at a high level and getting production from a lot of guys. That's just a lot of fun, and a couple weeks ago, we were feeling pretty down. Now you're feeling great. Like Mawut said, don't get too high, don't get too low. But I like where this team's heading, and it's going to be fun rest of the way.
And we will be back with you Tuesday night, 8 o'clock pregame, 9 o'clock Mountain Time tip for BYU in Arizona. From the Marriott Center, another big one. Expect the Wildcats to be ranked. They've been playing great basketball, only one loss in league for them. So BYU and the Wildcats coming up Tuesday night at the Marriott Center. Until then, and for Mark Durant, my name is Greg Grubel, saying, in the meantime and in between time, this has been BYU Basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Good day, and so good afternoon, Cougar basketball fans. Welcome courtside inside Edition Financial Arena on the UCF campus in Orlando, Florida, for a Saturday matinee pitting the surging BYU Cougars and the UCF Knights. In the corner, Mag will drive it, skip it. Left wing, Richie, a quick pull and fire and score from three. The Cougs open the scoring 3-0. Richie Saunders knocks it down. Put the Cougs up 3-0 the first 30 seconds.
Faster.
In three games against BYU last year. Lob up to Kada, and Kaba throws it down to put the Cougs up 5-2. Kevin Young urging Richie forward. Richie inside the three-point line right side. Gets around Chom, tried to reverse lay, and no. Passes out of it to Mag. Touch pass to Nell. Top of the key three. And Trevin Nell making amends for the previous miss with a pure top of the key three. And BYU a game-high six-point lead at 8-2. Mag will bounce low to Kaba. Kaba in the left block. Passes right corner to Mawut for three, and he knocks it down. Three three-pointers in the first 5 minutes. BYU's 3-for-4 from deep. Mawut scores, and BYU's up 4-11-7. Nice find from Dallin Hall. The Fuseni Traore, he cuts low and takes the helper right beneath the rim. Up and in. BYU within 1-19-18. Off the rim to Demon. Yegor, forecourt, left wing. Trevin Nell, transition triple, huge shot. He knocks it down. Trevin Nell makes it a two-point game. BYU hanging in, 24-22. Cougs down just two. No numbers for BYU. Cannon, right wing, Yegor to the trailer, Trevin. Touch pass, left wing, Richie for the lead. Got it for three!
Just like that.
Back-to-back triples, and BYU takes the lead, as Mark says, just like that. 25-24. It's the play call, and to the right wing he goes. Down the lane he goes. Hands off nice. To Foose. Foose right up at the rim and in. Foose and Etriori scores four in a row. Baker on the rebound. Dawson to the free throw line. Spins to the middle. Squeezes it up and scores it and one. A three-point play chance for Dawson Baker. So just as I say, what a tough first half he's dealing with. He takes matters into his own hands. Takes a knock as he hits the floor. But gets up and the chance to convert a three-point play and bring BYU back into it. Hall, corner, Nell. Yes, Trevin nice. Nell makes it a two-point game. Trevin Nell with his third three in this game. The Cougs have their seventh three. And it's BYU down two, 36-34. Hall, Jumps it to Booze at 10 feet. Knocked out of his hands, but into Stewart's. To Nell for three in the corner again. And he was fouled. A chance for a four-point play with 7.5 to go. It doesn't go. So in the half, it's BYU down two, 40 to 38. Straight away to Yegor. 90 seconds into half number two. Still 40 to 38. Nice find of Mag for three in the lead. He got it. Yegor Deming with his fourth assist. And Mawut Mag makes it 41 to 40. More than they had the entire first half. To the rim, up and in! Off the assist from Yegor and the foul. That'll be a chance for a three-point play from Mawut Mag. Devin.
Oh.
To Kaba Keita, who rolls down the lane and then hammers off the elevation. Dawson sees a double. Finds an open Mag for three. Got
Mawut.
It. Mawut Mag with his third three of the game. And the Cougs take a four-point lead, 51 to 47. 12:35 to play. Coming a big shot guy, Mawut. Dallin Hall, topside, Catchings. Catchings gets it immediately low to Foose. Foose right at the rim with the right hand. Patiently done and squeezes it up and in. A sure two. Hall, a little push shot from 8 feet. No, tip no good. Rebound, Demon off a scramble. BYU still down three, 58-55. Under 8 minute timeout coming on the whistle. Mawut, driving kick, Richie, big three, he got it. Richie Saunders ties the game at 58, hands off to Keita at the free throw line, high to Yegor, Yegor on a find of Mag, baseline, hand off Kaba, Kaba a little push shot, good, the assist to Mawut Mag, the hockey assist goes to Yegor Demon, 60 to 58, BYU by two, 6:20 to go. He wasn't trying to bank it, you know that, three-pointer Richie the other way, yes, Richie Saunders!
He didn't bank that one.
63 to 60. Saunders now 17 to tie game high scoring honors. Five triples for Saunders. Dallin Hall left side. Dallin Hall topside to Yegor. Touch pass Richie. Pull, fire, score for three. Richie Saunders knocks it down. Another big three. How about six for Saunders? Six for nine from the 3-point line. Can the Cougs get a stop at the other end? Richie Saunders driving the first lay-in and he scores it. Richie now with 22. He spotted an opening. But as Chaum collapsed, Richie had to go to the other side of the rim and spins off the window with the English for the 70-67 lead. Hall left wing, Yegor, three. Good from the left side. Yegor Demon, deep triple. The Cougs have their 14th three of the day. That's a four-point lead. Demon finds Saunders, three-point land left. Guarded by Darius Johnson. Corner three, Mawut, short. Rebound, Keita. Keita sticks it back. Offensive rebound, second chance points
the
for
first,
Keita and BYU.
The first two of the game right there. How big was that from Keita?
Driving kick home. Mawut's going to drive it instead. Little 10-footer.
Got it!
Mawut Mag! 18 for Mawut. 77-71. Timeout, Johnny Dawkins. And UCF, Mawut Mag claps his hands and comes to the huddle. Fired up! Second most points he's ever scored in a collegiate basketball game. 18 for Mag, 77-71. Cougs lead it by six. What can we say but magnificent? Keyshawn Hall races into full court with 20 seconds. Cougs can get a stop here. Blocked by Kaba.
Oh, foul that time.
And Mag collects the rebound, and he gets fouled immediately. Kaba Keita.
What a night for him.
With a swat, and there was no whistle coming. That was, well, timed and well done. 14 seconds to go. Darius Johnson blocked again by Kaba. Into the hands of Saunders. 10 seconds to go. The lead to Hall. He's going to bounce this into the corner and dribble this one out. And what a win for BYU on the road in Orlando. Kaba Keita with the exclamation point. Two blocks on UCF's final two possessions of the day. So BYU, which was averaging 81 points per game this season, scores 81 and wins it by a score of 81 to 75 here in Orlando.